Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrum, taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash you miss. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome so much for joining me here in The Remix, and welcome to you guys all here. First of all, let me go ahead and give out The Remix telephone number for all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I see you guys pulling up on the phone lines as well as in the chat room. So welcome, everyone, to The Remix, and so glad to have you here tonight. Now, if you want to join us and you want to come on over to the chat room and join us in the chat room, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, The Remix, and come in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to say welcome to you for joining us here as a guest in the forum as we get ready for the share this evening. My name is Miss Blue, of course, and I'm the host of The Remix Online International Radio Show. And for those of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, know that there's many ways that you can actually come and you can actually listen to The Remix. One of the ways that you can actually listen to The Remix is by calling us at 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. You can also listen if you're calling in from an international country. You want to first dial the country code. And for most of you, that country code is either going to be 011 and 1 or 011 and then whatever country code from where you're calling from that is associated with the USA, because we know we have listeners from all over the world listening. Want to say big ups to those of you listening out there in Japan, and of course to the brother Mark, who's always listening out there in Japan, and his amazing family. It's so good to have you guys listen and also to be a part of the Remix family as well. So that's always good to know, and it's always good to know that you guys are listening and you're always close by. You can also join us, like I said, in chat. That's going to be really, really great for you to join us here in chat. And we're going to be over on the Remix family page doing some questions tonight. So if you haven't gone over to the Remix page, the Remix radio page, you'll see the logo there. And click like and get in on the discussion. Boy, last week, oh my goodness, did we have fun or what? Was it out of control or what? It was an amazing share last week, and it was so good to have all of you guys here in the Remix joining us here. Now, tonight, before we get into the share, because we do have a guest that's coming on the forum. He's not a new guest to the Remix forum. I see you guys throwing up all kinds of hearts and everything and welcoming Brother Bilal as he comes on tonight to talk about astronomy and the seven sins of prosperity. So we're going to be covering a lot of things tonight. Boy, oh boy, is this a great show for you to grab a pen and make that a blue pen, of course, because you always know that it's going to be written in truth, and you'll always be able to find the original, your original intention when you write in blue ink. So blue ink is very hard to copy because you won't be able to copy it the way it is. So you want to grab you a blue pen and you also want to get you some paper. And once you get some pen and a paper, because tonight's show, we're going to be covering a lot of things. And Brother Bilal is going to be speaking on all kinds of things. He's going to be speaking on the zodiac side, planets and understanding their connection, the seven sins of prosperity, and the new planet of abundance. And here's the cool thing, everybody, how you can tap into that energy of abundance for yourself, how you can begin to tap in for your abundance, really tapping yourself into those things of prosperity and abundance. So we have a lot of things that we're going to be doing here tonight and the information that Brother Bilal is going to be bringing. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Remix. It's so good to see you guys in the forum tonight and to have you here. Definitely. And definitely to see you guys in the chat room and also to see you over on the Remix family page. If you want to go over to the Remix family page and you want to click like on the Remix family page there. It's been a really, really learning and amazing week for me. I don't know about you guys, but how you feeling about the week here? It seemed like this week was so long, but yet still so short. So long, but so short. How does that sound for everybody? A long week, but a short week. And so much is going on. And so last week, we had a blast. And I see all of the comments over on the Remix radio page, the show that we did, which was Tribal, Psychic, Magic, and Psychic Development. And boy, did we do some psychic development and some tribal psychic magic on that show, and did it in a big way and had so much fun. So thank you to everybody who participated in the show, all of you who left your comments and told us all those great goody things about yourself and all of your channels that you got, because it was so many channels for abundance and prosperity even in that show. So a lot of things happened last week. Of course, you guys seen up on Facebook, I posted it everywhere I could for us to let's celebrate, because you know Brother Bobby Hemmett had his birthday on Wednesday. Very powerful Brother Bobby Hemmett, who's helped so many of us with our understanding, our work, where we are. And I know he's been very, very instrumental in my development as well as you guys, as well as many others. So I put that information out there, and I know you guys have been calling Brother Bobby and sending those messages, purchasing his DVDs and picture packets, Angelus stimulus packets, and not to mention any subject that you want to talk about, that you want to discuss, you know, anything that you want to find out more information coming from the occult side and getting that understanding. Brother Bobby Hemmett definitely was there to give that information. And so if you want to reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055 is the number to call. Do that. Reach out to him and, you know, send love to him. Let him know you heard about it on the Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. It is so good to see everyone in the house as we get ready to get into this show tonight. And, you know, tonight's show is it's really kind of a different show that you're used to having on the Remix. So once I bring Brother Bilal on, we're going to do a little bit of backstory. But tonight, you know, I want to send a message out. And, of course, this is a time of prosperity, growth, and learning for all of us. But I also want to send a message out to all the powerful brothers out there. We're going to dance in just a minute, because that's what we do on the Remix. We dance, we get up, we move around. I don't know about you guys, but I've been moving around all day. But I'm going to get up and I'm going to move myself around. But moving the body, shifting your energy, you know, keeping things flowing, keeping things going is really just what we need to do, period. It is what we need to do, and we need to do it in the most powerful way that we know how. And so tonight, we'll be doing that. I see a lot of you are having some problems here with the chat room, but no worries, that'll fix itself, and we'll be able to do that too. So we're going to get ready to move ourselves around before we welcome Brother Bilal from Bilal Experience joining us here on the platform and getting into this amazing energy. But I want to send some shots out right now, and I think this is the perfect time to do it. to all the amazing brothers out there that is doing the work. You know, often when I am in readings and I'm doing sessions, I am in awe at the brothers that I come across. I'm definitely in awe with the sisters, too. You know how I feel about my sisters. Girl power all the way. I want to just kind of focus on the brothers right now, of the brothers out there doing their work. And it's so many of them, so many that I've learned from, so many who have been on this platform. They are our fathers, our grandfathers. They are our uncles, our cousins, our men, our boyfriends, some of you husbands, you know, some of you children, but just the brothers out there doing their work. And so if I could just have some sisters' vote of approval that we can kind of dedicate this energy here to our brothers, you know, dedicate this show and this energy here to all the brothers out there that's really, really holding it down. And so, you know, I definitely want to thank and welcome Brother Bilal coming to the show, because he's definitely a brother holding it down. And we'll talk about that in a minute. He's all about family. He's all about helping his people and advancing. So that is so powerful to me. And I definitely love this brother for that. I also want to give a big, big shout out and love, of course, to Brother Bobby Hemet, because another brother, love him, holding it down and have been before many of us even knew what we think we know now. Can I say what we think we know? And also, of course, Brother Panic. Wow, what can I say? Brother Panic, love that brother to death. He is my brother. And, you know, has shown me so much and still learning, still growing. And it's always an amazing chair when he comes on to do the work. Another brother about family, about helping and giving in his way. Also, I'm just going to run through some names. If you guys have some names of those brothers, and particularly we're going to give a shout out to the brothers who've been on the remix. Dr. Aling Bay, another amazing brother, doing his work, doing what he does. Also, big, big shout out to Dr. Aling Bay, you guys, I know you're going to help me with it. And then also, big, big shout out to Sipa Elder Haru, another brother doing his work, always doing his work. Big shout out to Dr. and brother Wayne Chandler, of course, of course, of course, love that brother as well. And Dr. Phil Valentine, another brother, another legend brother that's doing his work, Dr. Delbert Blair, all of these that have been on the platform, and of course, Mr. Anderson, who's been here and have shared and doing and doing so much of his work as well, too, Mr. Anderson. And Brother, Rod Giva, who is not new to me, but, I, you know, kind of introduced and kind of came into the Remix family and just did his thing, another powerful brother that has been on the remix and done his thing. You know, the list goes on and on, and we'd probably be here all night to continue to salute these brothers who've come on the platform and shared their story, shared their passion, and done it. And also, the brother Yasir Hotep, as well. He's been on the show, and also Brother Baron Tunde of the Forgotten Foods, another amazing, powerful brother. Oh, my gosh. We've had so many brothers, you know. Dr. Umar Johnson. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like, and I think I said him, but we'll say him again. And, wow. Could we go down the list of brothers? Like, it's been that many that have been on the show and have come through. And, of course, Dr. Yu of U360 Holistic Health, that powerful brother right there. Oh, my goodness. Very, very close to me. I've known Dr. Yu for many, many years. And that jingle that you guys hear, even though, yeah, he's a holistic doctor, that jingle you hear, you know, hey, Dr. Yu got mad skills. Don't ever sleep on him. He got mad skills. and also the brother Jeremiah Rocca. I call him Chief Rocca. I think he has a new name now, but he's Chief Rocca to me and always will be. Another powerful brother who's come on the show. Ooh, gosh, you guys. The Peacemakers. Oh, my goodness. Now, that's a throwback for real. The brothers from the Peacemakers. They're super producers, you know, and they're doing much work on the spiritual side and also very, very much work in all parts of their lives. You know, they have worked with some of the top R&B rappers, celebrities, producing hit after hit. You know, they've worked with the likes of Dr. Dre. They've done things. Gosh, they have a rap sheet so long, I can't even get into it. But, yes, you guys are doing some good throwbacks of all of the amazing brothers. So I really want to dedicate tonight's show. And let's not forget those, oh, and Dr. Naeem Akbar. Yes, who doesn't really do radio interviews, but he did the remix, and happily so. If you guys have not gone back and downloaded that show, it is a classic for sure. You need to go back, and you definitely need to cop that show with Dr. Naeem Akbar on it. Another brother that's been doing his work before many of us really have come into that. And so if there's some names that you don't know, there's hundreds, thousands of shows for you to go back and download. I want to encourage you guys to do that. I cannot tell you that enough to go back and do that. Yes, Chief Montana of the Mardi Gras Indians. Oh, my goodness. Yes, got to give it up to Chief Montana. I feel like I want to do, you know, call and response right now and get on a new suit. That's okay. Yes, as the Mardi Gras Indian. So, one day I'm a mask one day. I'm going to get down there with old Chief Montana and get it going on. So, yes, we would be here all night, literally. And so if there is a brother who is out there, and your name was not mentioned, then know that you are not forgotten in spirit. We recognize you here as we recognize our brothers, our sons, and all of you, you know, particularly those brothers I've connected with this week in the reading. And I got a chance to meet some more warriors, you know, in the past life reading. I met some amazing brothers that are not only doing amazing work in this life, but have been doing it lifetime after lifetime. And sometimes I think we give brothers a bad rap. And, you know, honestly, I'm just going to keep it 100. Sometimes brothers, y'all need a bad rap. But you also need a good rap, too. You need a good rap, too, because y'all are doing some amazing things, holding your families together, holding your extended families together, holding your women together, your children together, your people together, and just this whole world together. And so my respect and my love out to all of the brothers in my heart, my son, you know, all of the sons out there, and, you know, all of you, all of the brothers all over the world. So peace and love to you guys. Welcome to the remix. We're about to get ready to get into the share. But before we do that, I think it's important that we dance. I think it's important that we all get up and kind of get ready to move ourselves around and to dance. And to really, really dance tonight. We're going to raise the energy up as we do in the remix. As we welcome tonight, and I can't tell you guys, this really kind of changed my whole perception about what I felt about astrology, what was being seen, what was being explained about those things when it comes to the zodiac sign. And this is really another angle of light for us to begin to take a look at it, you know. So, as always, nothing is required when you come to the remix except for, you know, to have a clear mind and an open heart. So that's what we're going to do. So let's get ready. We're going to jam tonight. And rightfully so, we've been doing so much talk about brothers. So rightfully so that we have a brother to welcome this energy in. But, of course, not before Baby Blue. And one brother I want to mention is the brother Dark, who worked with me on the Know Your Magic, Kim Deck. and many, many other projects. So I want to send love out to him. And also to the poet, who is a brother, the brother Osmosis, the poet, a very, very powerful poet. And also all of the poets who visited my platform. I say the brother Osmosis and also the brother Austin, because they were the first two brothers to come on my show as poets. And so that was always very close to my heart, never to forget them, and many, many other brothers as well. So let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so here we go. Let's get up and dance.
Help. America and over the first almanac.
You guys, that was Stevie Wonder and Black Man. And so what a better way to bring in that energy for the brothers tonight is to be able to play that by another powerful Black man. So many talented brothers out there. And I was sitting here and I got a whole list that I still need to say. So throughout the show, you know, I'll be giving them shots out from here and there. Definitely, I want to take this time so that we can go ahead and welcome the brother who's going to be joining us here tonight on the remix, Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Certainly no stranger to the remix. He also is the brother that worked with me as well in the Kim business class, the Know Your Magic business class. And we're in our third class, and it is exciting. So I want to say peace and greetings. Welcome to the forum, Brother Bilal.
Hey, Ms. Blue, can you hear me?
I certainly can. Peace and greetings to you tonight. How are you?
I'm feeling fine. I can't believe it's third class already. We ended up.
I know. Boy, I tell you, it is. This is that third class of going through, and another amazing group as well, too, doing some incredible things.
Right. That was a perfect song, Black Man, you know what I'm saying? And I tell you what, even the red, white, and blue, you know, because I really want to, you know, dedicate this also to the Black men doing their work, Black men and women. But at the same time, I like to, you know, pose that challenge out there and throw one of our founding fathers out there. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. That would be George Washington Carver, that is. All right? Because what happened is, at the age of 7, the slave master castrated George Washington Carver so he wouldn't sleep with his daughter.
Mm.
So what George Washington Carver did was slept with the peanut. And he came with over 300 products from that peanut. And you don't even have George Washington Carver peanut butter. Who the hell Jif is? You understand? So what I'm saying is, even to the Kemites out there, you know, and all of us in this universal class, if he could do that with the peanut, what can't you do with a cashew?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't playing. You understand? Because what happened, they could castrate you physically, but they can't castrate the physical. I mean, the mental.
Right. So true.
You understand?
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, just giving big up, you know,
yes,
all the Black
definitely.
Men out there. All right. How are you doing this evening? You good?
Oh, I am wonderful. I am wonderful and so good and glad to have you come on the platform. You've been on here before, you know, to share
right.
with us about the Bilal experience. Your work you've been doing, your book that you've published, you're an entrepreneur, a father, a family man, and just someone who really cares about your people. And another one of your passions that those who are in the Kim business class, they get to hear a completely different side of you there, but so also everyone else will get a chance to talk about that. I know tonight, Brother Bilal, we're going to be speaking about astronomy and the seven sins of prosperity and talking about those things of the zodiac sign, the planets, and the understanding of our connection with them and how we can begin to tap into that new planet of abundance and really just kind of own it for ourselves. So I want to start out first by saying, talk a little bit. I mean, I can speak to this based on just the work we've done, but talk to everyone a little bit about what we're going to be speaking on tonight, and we can start to get right into it.
Well, what I have set up is, you know, I had no idea I would ever be in astrology, astronomy, zodiac. And what happened was my love for numerology, okay? And,
yeah.
And there's an older brother that came, my brother Gabri. And, you know, he did a reading, and he was showing me some different things. And I don't know, it just opened up a whole new door for me, you understand? So even me not talking about it so much, because I found a passion, you know, for it myself, because I was looking to really master myself and see, you know what I'm saying, how these things line up and, you know what I'm saying, how I could really use this energy and what it was really saying. So it wasn't something I was just trying to push on people and, man, let me do you astrology chart, because I really don't do astrology chart. I do a soul line alignment. Okay, so, mm-hmm. It's totally different because I add so much more to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I got into it, I saw something very unique. I started noticing it had patterns with it. Okay, and so it was just something about it, you know what I'm saying? But when we get into it tonight, we're going to really have to get a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you the real astrology body, you know, to give you, the planets on how it lines up with the body, but it wasn't accurate. I really was able to channel and really do some real deep searching and see how it's connected to the body, but also the planets on how it's connected to your energy field and the wealth.
Right, okay?
You know, just so we could, you know, get into it and fine-tune it, you know,
mm-hmm.
how selfish it is.
Yes, and I'm excited for you to share this because, again, this is not something that you just started doing. This is something that you've been working with for many, many years. And so share a little bit of that story about how you use this, because there are many people that do all kinds of work, of course, as you know, in the remix, and some are business people, and, you know, some have their own thing going on, and some are college students, professors, doctors, teachers, lawyers, mothers, brothers, you know, that do all kinds of work that's out there listening. But I found it very, very unique, and it was very fascinating to me and simply nothing short of amazing how you use this with your entrepreneur skills in your own private business.
Well, what happened, I was able to really look at the different charts and see how the planets were lined up to see how our chemistry matched. You know, me and my brothers, we have business, you know, set up, and it's very key to find the right people and get the right chemistry so you could produce what you're looking to produce. You're not looking to have, you know, too much turbulence, because if you're not lined up straight with yourself, I know me and you're going to clash. All
right.
So, and the main thing I always look for some reason, where the challenge areas were. You understand? Because it's just understanding how the planets work with our vibration. It's not that none of these things are over or govern us. We just need to understand it so we can have a better relationship with it. So I was able to set up very good business practice and skill, but even help them in a personal life so they could, you know, start to accomplish and, you know, and prosper like they wanted to, you know, because we look at that word prosperity, you know, we always think it's money. So I really didn't tell a lot of people I was doing this because I started doing so many charts and everybody just, man, that's deep, man, you say it again. And then it always gets to the one question. All right, what about the money? How I figure out how to make money? So, you know what I'm saying? It became a little corrupt with it, because, you know, it's so much more than just a physical dollar. You understand? So And what I started seeing was we wasn't making the proper investments in ourselves.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this way it really opened the door. And, you know, just a personal experience I had, I can remember going to the store looking for a CD, okay? And, you know, and I'm looking around, and this homeless guy came up to me. And he was like, hey, brother, you know, can you lend me a couple of dollars? I'm hungry. And I was like, okay. I said, let me think about that. I know that sounds pretty cold, but I was in that fine-tuned space. I was really trying to figure out how this brother got to this point without making adjustments. So I told him, I said, look, let me finish looking for my CD, and I'm, you know, I'll get with you before I leave. So, you know, time passed, and he came back to me. I said, no, you know what? I say, no, I can't do it today. So I went outside, right, and he's walking in front of me. So I had my car right there, and he went up to my car and took something. I had a piece of trash because it was so windy, and he took it off the car, right? So I called and said, hey, brother, mm-hmm. come here. And I went in my pocket, reached in my pocket, and pulled out a $100 bill. But what I did, I put it back in my pocket, and I got a 20, and I gave it to him. I said, look, bro, take care of yourself. I said, you got to start giving because that's how you got on the street. From having nothing, you was giving nothing. And I felt good about myself, right? I said, man, it's powerful.
Right.
So, and make a long story short, later, I went to get some lunch. Okay? I went and got takeout. I found a CD I was looking for, just enjoying myself. And I'm leaving from getting the takeout. And the song I'm playing, it was just, soulful song, talking about, struggle, the black man, just like you just played. And I saw this guy in a garbage can, in a dumpster. Man, I pulled over and said, man, get out of the dumpster, come here. And he came to me. I said, look, take this, go get you something to eat. I pulled out a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it back in my pocket and got a 20. I gave it to him. I said, man, get off the street, man, get you something to eat, you know what I'm saying? So, and to speed it up, later on at night, I was doing some studying, okay? And the voice told me, say, go to the casino. Go to the casino. And I ignored it for a second. I followed my heart to the T, but then it started saying, go to the casino now. Go play that $5 slot machine you like to play. I get dressed, go to the casino, go straight in there to the $5 slot machine. I put $300 in there. Damn, I'm pressing. How much you think I won out of that casino that night?
Oh, wow. Not a lot.
I won absolutely nothing. And I was kind of twisted because I know I just gave a homeless girl, I gave somebody in a dumpster. And so I'm leaving out of the casino, I'm looking kind of crazy. I'm saying, man, what part of the game is this, you know? And the spirit told me, say, you had an opportunity to put some money into some living slot machine. But here it is, you didn't have no problem going to put $300-$400 in something that can even talk, walk, sleep, or do anything. And say, don't you ever do that again. So what I did, I started investing into people. Now people become my slot machines.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I wanted to say that because we get so tied up into just gain, but we don't give.
That's
you
so true.
Yeah. So, I wanted to share it with you. But we have to start giving to each other and stop having that hidden agenda of receiving. Just give from your heart, and it's going to take care of itself.
So true. And, that's one of the things, and I love that you shared that because that's always been so powerful and a big part of the core of the essence of who I am. Not who I've become, not who I've learned to be, but who I am. And always have been, and definitely recognize that value of giving, of just really giving without any expectations, And that's what the remix is about. Every Friday night, every Sunday night, if that I can help it, definitely here. Magic to me is living life with a purpose and also making a greater individual commitment, investment into yourself. And a lot of times, it's not about just doing everything yourself. It's not.
Exactly.
We have to learn a lot of things for ourselves, but we can't be afraid to give what we don't get. And I know we have a lot of these stories, and those who are in the Kim Business Class with us, they get to hear all of these stories in the Kim Business Class and learning about the new way of doing business, the business of self.
And
really cover it from all different aspects, but that is really, really just so powerful what you shared right there about giving and really just understanding about, making that investment in yourself. But you have to do what you believe. You understand? I can't say that prosperity and abundance comes to me, but I walk around with the
the mentality that there is not enough. How do
right.
I believe that? You know, how do you believe that? If I have sort of some work that I'm doing, and I've been so blessed that so many people come to me for so many things, just like yourself with your soul alignment readings and all
right.
the other work that you do, that I feel like I can't invest in somebody else's work, then how could they invest
right.
mine?
Right, right.
But
that's where we at with it. That's why I chose the number seven. You know, even for the seven planets, the seven senses, the seven sounds. But it's really connected to like the 7-Eleven. You know, just like going to the crap table, and we scared to give up our crap. Our crap ain't nothing but our shit. You understand?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, but we keep rolling the dice on bullshit, and we don't invest into each other. You understand?
Yeah.
There's no greater investment. First, investing into yourself, but. You know, at the same time, to invest into each other and see somebody else prosper from the heart for real, yeah, that's a real blessing. That's a real
yeah.
blessing.
It
so
is.
So what I did, I just found a way to make the zodiac work. You understand? I worked years. I mean, this almost 14, 15 years of working. Me and the brothers around the table working. And, you
yeah.
know, and another shout out
a
to
little. Brother Bilal, you're kind of fading in and out a little bit on your phone there. I just want to make sure everybody hears you clearly.
Right, right. No, but just like me and my brothers, even the brothers giving you a shout-out to, but I have to say that because the brothers are calling me and saying, man, Ms. Blue did all our reading. She's giving us all this homework. Man, what's going on? You know, I say, that's what you do. Email her, you know. You know, because me and these brothers, we worked so long at this, you understand? But it really
yeah.
just a fine-tune thing, you know? But I'm, you know, real excited to share and hope everybody get a lot out of it. But I'm going to make it so simple that we really understand what's going on.
All right.
So what happened with the seven sins, the seven sins of the prosperity, these are the things that are not going to let you into your safety deposit box. Everybody come here with a safety deposit box set up. So,
okay. We're going to go to that. So we're going to cover, the first thing that we're going to cover is we're going to talk about these seven deadly sins. And so this is a great time for you guys to get, if you have something to write with,
right.
to get you something to write with. Do you want to cover the seven sins first? Is this what you
yeah,
want to cover?
Fine.
We can go with this. So it's going to become very important as we continue to go on with the show here tonight. Let's talk
right.
about the seven deadly sins, and
right.
Talk about the first one, the victim. We talk about that.
Well, first of all, like I just said, everyone have a safety deposit box. And the reason astronomy is so powerful, and it's an ancient science, this is nothing new, this is forever. And it made so much sense why they studied the planets and why they studied astrology. It was just signs and symbols to keep in track, keep in line, alignment with ourselves. So what happened is each planet is responsible for something, okay? And there's a new bank teller. It's a new bank on the block right now. But it's seven things that they're not going to let you in with, okay? And this is where the seven sins come from. And the very first one being the victim, by having pity on yourself. You understand? So and this is the person with a mindset that thinks something is always happening to them. Pretty much a person like with a low vibration and it's like every time they come around you, they just drain you. You understand what I'm saying? It's just like they find a way to make something negative. It don't matter what it is. It just they find a way to make something negative. Okay? And
a
study has even been done on good luck and bad luck.
Yes.
And what they figured was the people with good luck just had real fine memories. Okay, because think about it, it's a memory bank. If you keep holding on to everything bad that happened, that's what you produce over and over and over.
Right.
So we have to find a way to, you know, to hold on to some of the good memories we had when we thought things were going right for us. But the victim is not getting into the vault. You can't get in. Okay?
Yes.
The second one is the sufferer. just a person that feels they need to sacrifice themselves. But now look, check this. This is an upgrade from the victim, but this still, because they accept a role of responsibility, but they still want to feel like they did it all for you.
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, when they figure their life not going right, they say, man, I did all this for you, and now I left myself out. You understand? So they feel real comfortable with carrying that burden. This the sufferer. So this, you know, it's the person that's always bored or always, you know, not upbeat. That there's an upgrade from the victim, but it's still in that mentality of wanting to suffer, of wanting somebody to feel sorry for. You're not getting in the bank vault. It's a new day. Everything is lined up. It's a new day. Okay?
Yes.
The third one is apathy. Okay? And what happened with this person is willing to receive whatever you give them.
This is the free, this is what I call the free person. They want everything free.
Right. That's because they haven't discovered their own value. Because, see, they actually think they're giving to someone else and don't realize this is going to benefit them in the long run. So, you know, just like we say, the free. But this is a person that, you know, like I say, don't understand their value. So what happened, their work is not excellent as a result of that, because they're so worried about just getting stuff for free, they don't even understand the value of what they have. They don't understand the value of what they bring to the table.
Right.
Apathy is not getting in the bank vault. Okay? Number four, insecurity. Insecurity. And this is a big one. So,
yeah.
Now check this person out. This is a person that would be like in a security business. Okay? They're so insecure about everything because they don't trust the situation, or they don't trust that they're in the best position. So this is a person that was taught to play chess, and they go lose every time because it becomes so manipulative that nothing is from the heart anymore. You know what I'm saying? So this person, it just feels sorry, and you know what I'm saying, don't know which way it goes, but it's a real insecurity there. And won't walk the walk or talk the talk. You understand? So insecurity will not get into the bank vault. Your insecurities will shut everything down.
Okay.
Number five, suppression. Now, this is a person that refused to speak with on their mind. They will not speak what's on their mind. They're holding it in, and they're blaming the other person for not letting them express it at the same time. So this is a person that's scared to lose, just like in a relationship, right? They'd be scared to lose their mate. And I don't want to say nothing because I don't want, you know, mess nothing up, and you know what I'm saying? But what happened, that person wind up leaving them for somebody that do speak their mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then they become like, man, I should have just spoke my mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so this is the person that's suppressing themselves. And so it's just a matter of time before you explode in that volcano. You know, it's all chaos. And then you start looking like you're crazy because you waited so long to really explain what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So suppression is not getting into the bingo. Okay?
Yes.
Number six is smart. Being smart. I heard you say on the show, you know, the genius
yes.
ain't a smart ass.
Yes.
This one here is like, go ahead with your smart ass. You understand?
Right.
And what happened with this attribute, with this mindset, your genius or yourself is always looking to put you in the best position. It's just like yourself telling you, go apply for the house. And you arguing with yourself saying, but my credit score is not good. You understand?
Yeah.
And what happened, this is where that split become, because we have two teachers. And that teacher is, you just went to this class that's showing you how to buy a house, and yourself telling you you can get the house. And this
right.
is where that argument become with yourself, and you never execute a move on it. And you
mm-hmm.
realize they wasn't even looking for a credit score. You understand? But it's too late.
Right.
I ran out of housing. Right. They wasn't even looking for a credit score. But we put ourselves under that type of scrutiny because we want to, you know, follow, you know, the man-made rules.
Mm-hmm.
So being smart, you know, you have to substitute smart for intelligence. It won't get in the pink box. It won't. And you will see how this put hand in hand with the zodiac and the planets also. Number seven, the last one, is vanity.
Mm.
Okay.
This is
where it comes to the nothingness. This is a person that don't understand. They don't have nothing to lose anyway. This is you going all out. Okay, because nothing really is impossible. You could even say, man, I grew up with nothing to eat. There was never a time you had absolutely nothing. I know what you mean. You probably had the bread and syrup, but nothing is impossible.
That's right.
So that's why you hear when occult teachers talk about the zero and the nothingness, what they're really speaking of on where everything returned from which it came.
Mm-hmm.
Even the nice shirt you have, eventually is going to be used to wipe your car down and go right back into the nothingness. You understand?
To the nothingness, yes.
To the nothingness. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
it's a constant battle right here. And this is where you have to understand the difference between you and the self. I want you to take just like the letter U, right? Look at the letter U. Just imagine a U as a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And self is the water that fills you up.
Mm.
Okay, and what happened is you are never pleased because we keep moving without ourself.
Yes.
So it's really the you and self coming together, so you become a double you. So you're supposed to always strive to be yourself.
That's
you
right.
are looking to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of vanity is not going to let you in.
Right.
Right. And that's the seven sins that won't
yeah.
let you into the vault.
That won't. My uncle used to tell me, you know, and I'll just say this because it's a funny story, but I think sisters can appreciate it. When
right.
I remember even when I was young and in college and even in high school, he used to tell me, you know, it's more to life than a big butt and a smile. I'm like,
right.
You should just
right.
remember, everything ain't about a big butt and a smile.
Right, right.
So,
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
I think
exactly.
the sisters and the brothers can appreciate that.
Right, right. No, but just like you're saying, it's really about growing the self. It's just like
yeah.
they know thyself. They didn't say know thy you. It's know thyself.
Right, right.
You understand? So know your uniqueness.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. Very powerful. So. Very, very powerful, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what you said?
No. Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
No, I was saying the reason there are seven sins because it's really just different mindsets that's developing this pattern. It's a pattern in your life we keep developing because we keep attracting what we don't want.
Right.
So we keep putting ourselves through all these different experiments, and it's like we really don't, you know, step back and look at the mistakes people make. And like my brother Jerome always say, study the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to look at how well a person looking or how well a person is doing. Study the mistakes. There's a lot of mistakes going there. And there's no such thing as a mistake. It's just a mistake. It's something you didn't take advantage of. It's an opportunity you didn't take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
So study the mistake. Study the mistake. All right? And this lines up perfect for the zodiac body because I'm going to break this down to you and, you know, and how it applies to you. Okay. And it's really, you know, the 12 zodiacs,
and it's three sections of the body. Okay.
Right.
So what we're gonna do, if you could draw like even a stick man, it's, you know, you want to know what parts of the body go with this. Okay. So the first zodiac is Aries. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aries is represented by the third eye. Aries is a rises. Aries is the ram. Aries is connected to Hiram, the high ram that goes into the mountain. So Aries is connected to our third eye and our crown. That's the rise. That's the master architect that wears the crown, which is the third eye. That's Aries in the body.
Right. And, you know, I could really see that, you know, when it comes to, and I'm just kind of thinking here about different crystals, you know, that is connected to it. So that makes a lot of sense there.
Right. Okay. Our second zodiac is Taurus. Okay. And then, you know, Taurus is the bull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of the unique things about Taurus, The bull is colorblind. Okay? And the bull is also connected to the pyramid you have on your face, which is your nose. Your nose is a pyramid.
Right.
All right? And what happened, we add a lot of different colors to different things, and it don't work for us. So there's a lot of things you need to become colorblind to and see how you're feeling about it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you really get upset and blow steam from the nose. That's the connection with Taurus, the bull.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that would represent the eyes on the body. Okay? The next one is Gemini. The traditional had Gemini at the arms, but Gemini is not the arms. Gemini is the brain itself. Because Gemini are the twins. And what happened, the twins look identical. The brain look identical, but they play two totally different roles. The left hemisphere from the right hemisphere play two totally different roles.
Right.
And right. And so that put Gemini as the twins. And what you have to do, that's where this smart and intelligent thing coming at. You have to be able to decipher which part you're going to follow, which father you're going to follow. Because Aries become that father that's communicating with right, left hemisphere of the brain.
Yeah.
So Gemini is the brain.
Yeah. And I can definitely see. I know one of the things, and I want to ask you a question while we're getting into this, because, you know, when me and you first talked, I had some very strong opinions about astrology. And
right.
Just how I've seen that, because too much of what this Western society has done has used astrology to lock people in. And I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Bilal, with my work, I just have not found that to be true. And so often, so many times, and I want you to kind of expound on this, that I've done readings for people, and I've given them different energies and different things to work for them, and they have come back and made some great transformations in their life. And then they'll question, you know, after doing this work, they'll say, but wait a minute, Ms. Bloom, you said that that I should work with this color or I should work with this, but, you know, I'm a Gemini or I'm a Pisces. Shouldn't I only be working with this, or isn't it really connected with this? So, you know, one of the things that really just opened my eyes to this was how you've seen astrology to become to a point that was pretty more ancient, not something to lock you in. So my question to you, because what I've found dealing with people and understanding how we move in energy and different cycles and where we are on our life and in our life path and even through the Akashic records, that just because you were born in May or June as a Gemini, that maybe you're not in a Gemini cycle in your life. So this is why I never held on to that. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, you see, the longer I worked with it, I started noticing patterns with it. And I realized, you know what, these are markers. If you ever planet in Gemini, it's really trying to give you a location of putting all these things together and give you the area. It's just like a work order.
Right.
It's just like if you're working in a certain part of the building, it's trying to give you a direction on where you do your best work at. Because if you are all of this together. You everything. You're not locked into none of this. It don't dictate you. It don't do any, it just shows different patterns and makes different suggestions off of your free will.
Right. And I'm so glad that you could speak to that, because so many have come on, you know, that's been, and I know you listen to Brother Bobby Hemmett. That's also one of your definitely brothers that really you've mentored with and worked with, as following his work as well. And also Brother Panic, and hearing him on the platform too, because, you know, that's really where I got that ground level understanding. And so when we begin to talk and you were sharing that these are markers, you know, and you go through these different markers, it's not designed to lock you into this. It's not designed to say that because you're a Cancer, then your stone is only this, and this is what you like, and this is what you don't like, and this is how you can be, and this is all you can be. The goal is to become the 13th, you know, all of the zodiac coming together.
All of it together. And what I noticed also, when you've got to realize you have planets in all different types of zodiac, all different houses. So it's letting you know right there, you all over this map. The ones you don't have planets in, you already done got that area together. It's not even, just like I said, it's a marker. You know what I'm saying? So, but what we do is, when we let something dictate us, we read what they say Gemini is, and then we start acting like a damn Gemini. But you're not no man. You know what I'm saying? What is a Gemini?
Right.
Don't think about so much as a Gemini. Think about the energy. It's just letting you know, around this time of the year in June, all the good thinkers and memory are born. Because how the planets are lined up and how the magnetic field is set up, it produces mainly thinkers, just like in Florida, oranges in the damn summertime. It's just it's giving you a gauge on what you could look for natural attributes. We get caught up on the Cancer crab. I got to start, you know, eating blue crabs and shit. You know, we become so ignorant with it, you know? Yeah.
Right. Or saying, you know, well, you know, the reason I'm so critical is because I'm a Virgo. Stop it.
Right.
For real.
Exactly.
Stop that.
No, but check this out. You using that as an excuse to act how you want to act anyway.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So
yes.
So you using that as an excuse. See, you want to do that anyway. Ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn Virgo or Cancer. Yeah, you understand? So right, you looking for a perfect excuse to do what you do. All right.
Yeah.
And this is real big. See, the Gemini. See, that's why everybody feeling this pull right now on all that thinking because of where Gemini is setting at right now. It's a lot going on right now in the energy field. We're gonna talk about that though. Okay.
Yeah.
So where we at? We at Cancer.
Yes.
All right. Cancer is the crab. Okay. And some of the attributes of the crab. See, Cancer is connected to the moon, so that's why when you see Cancer, they put it with the moon, but it's connected to the water. And this is how even, you know, they check the cycles connected to the water, the lunar calendar and all this, you understand? So it's just letting you know where your high emotion is. You understand? And it was just, you got to think about when we did this in Egypt and even beyond Egypt, Kush, even beyond Kush, Atlantis, even go way beyond, we were using different symbols. What they did, they just changed the symbols up so they can understand this shit. We probably wasn't using no damn crab. We know we wasn't using no crab. You get what I'm saying?
That's
we probably had one dot and we knew what it meant.
That's
so that's why you can't say the Greeks went and stole all the Egyptian shit. No, the Greeks didn't go steal shit. They only took what they could understand. The most powerful shit was probably one line in the book, and they left that shit because they couldn't understand it. So they had to come up with a crab. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I said. What I started focusing on was the energy that is producing. What's behind this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started coming to life for me.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So Cancer would be the throat. Cancer is the throat, because the moon is a reflector. And what the throat do, the throat is going to reflect how you're feeling about everything. The throat is where your expression is.
Sure is.
And tell everybody, look at throat, okay? If you underline the T-H-R-O, put an N-E. And what it's trying to tell you is the throne is near, because at means near. The throat is telling you the throne is near. The throne is Aries, the pioneer band. It's letting you know you're on the way to the throne.
That's right.
Speak from the higher self. The throat is the way you express. You know, we have facial expression, body expression, but the throat, the communication through our throat is so powerful. Okay, so Cancer is the throat. Okay. Next, we're going down the body. We're at Leo. And Leo is the heart of the constellation.
Mm.
The incredible heart. That's why the incredible hawk is green.
Mm.
So we're talking about the green chakra, but we're talking about the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart is represented by the sun. We talk about that, but we're talking about heart. We're talking about having courage.
Yes.
We're talking about the same thing like George Washington Carver. You know, they cut his pins, but they didn't cut his nuts. He still had the nuts to do what he did. Then he used peanuts. You understand what I'm saying? So we're talking about
right.
heart. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about having the courage to do it. And that's the challenge I raise to the brothers. Let's have heart and protect our women. Just like you raise it up for the brothers, but we gotta get the heart back to say what we want to say. And that's another thing about getting in that bank vault. You're not going to get in if you're not totally honest, telling the truth.
Yes.
You got to tell it like it is. You can't get in if you don't tell it like it is. Have the heart to tell it like it is.
Right.
Okay. Next we have Virgo. Virgo is the virgin, but the virgin is connected to the stomach, the gut instinct.
The gut. Yeah.
The gut. You know what I'm saying? That's the stomach. That's the gut. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you even study the body, look at the position of the stomach. Because we're talking about a digestive system. So you even connected to hearing. Because if I tell you something and you can't digest it.
That's right.
See, we're talking so spiritual right now. You know, we have become so physical and don't realize the physical is mirroring our spiritual attributes.
That's right. So true.
So this whole body is a system, okay? Next, we have Libra. And Libra is the scales that's represented by the kidneys.
Yeah.
The kidneys. And this is why you have to flush your kidneys. You see, the kidneys represent your kidneys.
Yes, your kidneys.
Yes. So even if you need to go get the PlayStation, you know, but and that's another thing too. Brothers and Peter, hell of a price for brothers to sit down and have kid needs like play PlayStation all day. So you have to flush your kid needs out.
Mm-hmm.
Flush your kidneys. All right. And see, Libra, all it's saying at this time of the year in Libra, you have the justice, your meaning, you have a good sense of discernment and judgment and proper decision. Because what you're looking to do is put a body together. Think about if you put a body together with all these different attributes, you wouldn't miss.
That's right. That's
because
right.
You would be focused on doing your job, and you know they're secure that doing their job because they're going to do that naturally anyway.
That's right.
Okay? Now, we had Scorpio, which is the reproductive system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so powerful because we're talking about creativity right now. We're talking about being creative.
Yes.
We're talking about reproducing. The reproductive system in the body is represented by Scorpio. And you got to even think about the constellation Scorpio in the sky. And that's where the pyramids are, in the constellation between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Scorpio, the reproducing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, but that's where they built the pyramids in Scorpio. They did that for a reason, not just because they were there. If they had that much technology to build the pyramids, they had the technology to build them anywhere they wanted to. But
that's
it's a
right.
reason they built it in Scorpio. Okay?
Yes.
The next one is Sagittarius. On the Greek map, they had Sagittarius as the legs, but Sagittarius is not the legs. Sagittarius are the arms. Sagittarius is the hunter that shoots a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're right back at the slot machine, because in order to win on a slot machine, it has to go 1, 2, 3 in a row, arrow. And the Sagittarius shoots the bow and arrow at the scorpion. But it's the archer, it's the hunter.
Yes.
And now look, I'm going to show you Sagittarius. Now look at this. Now look how Sagittarius, because each one of these have a counterpart. Okay? And Sagittarius, now look at Sagittarius, is shooting the bow and arrow to the Taurus, to the bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It's trying to make it to the bullseye. See, everything is in relationship with each other. So this is how you use this. If you're on track to something, right, but you're just not hitting the mark because you're not in focus of the bullseye.
That's right.
Because the bullseyes are colorblind, and you be adding too much goddamn color. And what I mean by adding too much goddamn color, you start lying to yourself and telling yourself it's something that it's not.
Yes.
So you will always miss your mark when you start adding your perception, your color to it. But Sagittarius are the arms, because you shoot the bullseye with your arms. The old calendar had it at the leg, because they're trying to pull your goddamn leg. You can't shoot no goddamn bow and arrow with your feet. Oh, you can, but you know. But
yeah.
You won't hit that mark like talking about it. Okay. The next one going down is Capricorn. Now, Capricorn represents the legs, because the goat climbs the mountain.
Yes. Yeah.
Make sense?
Yes.
So Capricorn connected to your legs, your strength of going up. The Capricorn, that's why Capricorn, they say, is the most ambitious, because they want to climb that mountain. Capricorn. Okay. Now we at Aquarius, which is the water bearer. And a lot of people get this water bearer mixed up with the water sign, but the water bearer really is the air sign. And the Aquarius represents the ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your Achilles heel. This is where you have all your struggles at. Your procrastination. Because your heels hold all the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So we're talking about a water bearer. But it represents by the ankles. The ankles is a powerful position. It keeps you balanced.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the very last one is Pisces. Pisces represented by the fish. And the fish, what they're really talking about is Moby Dick. Because you know it was trying to catch the big fish.
Right.
So what is teaching you the science on how to fish? You know that saying they say, if you give a man a fish, he will beg you forever. But if you teach him how to fish, he eat forever. You got to teach people how to fish. How to cast a line.
Mm-hmm.
How to get a good hook. Don't get hooked on my shit. Get your own hook.
Yeah.
So, see, what you got even thinking about when you're debating somebody, right? Because you're trying to get them to catch the bait. We talking about fishing right now. Every time I went fishing, I caught the big fish when I wasn't ready for it. And it got away because I didn't have no damn net. Every time I bought the goddamn net, I caught nothing. So what it's saying is you got to stay prepared. Because, see, your feet is where the soul is. You have a soul in your feet. You got the whole world down there.
Yes.
As you put both of your feet together, you see it's a globe underneath your feet.
It sure is.
That makes the arch. It's for grounding. And so what we do with the zodiac body, we want to see which part of ourselves is out of alignment. And see, that's why the planets are so powerful with this, because we're checking what the alignment is. And so what I'm going to do, I'm gonna give y'all the planets and which one is connected to each one. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with the planet Mercury.
Okay.
Okay. Mercury, we always hear is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury. Tahuti. Thor. All the same. Thor. It's all communication. This is how we communicate. Just like the Mercury in retrograde that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
Mercury in retrograde is a powerful thing. But you have to understand what it is. It's no different from, it's an inspection. It's a check over.
Yeah. A check, yeah.
It's a check. That's all it is. It's just checking the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Three Little Pigs story. If the house not built right, everything's going to collapse because it's coming to inspect.
That's right.
It's like when Venus going retrograde, it's coming to inspect the relationships.
Yes.
When Jupiter go in retrograde, come to check the finances. When Saturn go, all you understand what I'm saying? It's coming to check things out. It's like your daddy leaving the house and ask you to wash the car, and then you act like you're doing it, but you're watching TV playing a game. And then he come back home, he makes the block and come right back home and realize you're not doing shit and ground you. So that's why Mercury was always with communication. And, you know, Mercury, they just found ice on Mercury. They've been studying Mercury lately.
Yes.
They're studying all these planets. And why do you think they're studying this? You understand?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next one being Venus. And Venus is always associated with love and relationship. Talking about Venus, that mother's attribute. But we talking about the water also. Because on how Venus positioned itself with beauty. And this is years and years of technology. That's why it seemed like it never changed. But what they don't tell you is that a lot of these planets, let me tell you the connection we have with the planets. It's different characteristics. This is the connection.
Right.
All these planets are emotion.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you got to understand.
Thank you. Yes.
All of them are moving. That's why you're not no damn Gemini. You're not no Scorpio. You all this shit because they're
That's
all moving.
Right.
All right. Another common denominator, all of these planets have crystals inside of them.
They sure do. Oh, wow. Yes.
Especially what we would call magnetite. Each one of them have magnetite in the center because that's how they rotate. That's what creates the magnetic field, which is the third thing we have in common. You know what it's like? It's just like the cell phone. We don't know how this shit working. You don't see no lines in between the damn cell phone. Nobody can't figure out how this shit working. It's a magnetic field with airwaves that you can't see.
That's right.
So what happened is the magnetic fields from all these different planets affecting our energy right here on this planet. Just because you can't see it don't mean it's not happening. But what's starting to happen is we are a planet, too, that's affecting their goddamn energy field. See,
right.
That's what people haven't realized.
Planet. Right.
That's what people haven't realized. We have a magnetic field also that's starting to affect other damn planet magnetic fields. So that's why they always determine with the weather and the and you know what's going to happen at the end of the world, because they understand the magnetic fields from other planets are affecting us also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's throwing everything out of alignment.
This is significant. I just kind of wanted to add this here because this is so powerful here to share. This is the significance of really just understanding your impact. Because when we start to think about, I know when I deal with auras and really kind of reading people's auras and the different layers, we have one that is on that magnetic field that connects us to the planets, but that's only one. We also have stars that we send out. And so when we start to talk about measuring the consciousness on the planet, this is why it's so important. You will see that really for those who, I don't even like to use the word conscious, but we'll use it here so you can understand. But for those who are conscious and understood, you'll see that there was a push in a lot of these forums and different communities to be able to express to people that you need to change your thinking about the world is going to end. And the reason that they started putting that push out there is because they knew that not only could the energy or this alignment affect the planets affect us, but we have the power to affect the planet. And that's something that I've always known. And I looked at the planets as emotions, but really as my emotions. One thing Brother Bobby Hemmett told me once when we were talking about sometimes how come women have a hard time getting along together. Not only are we all planets, but how I interpreted the message when I discussed it with Brother Bobby Hemmett was he said women are their own universe.
Right.
Not just a planet, but our own universe.
Yeah.
And as think about one universe trying to bump into another universe.
Right. Right.
That's very difficult for a universe to bump into another universe. Very difficult. It's hard. You think about the universe that we live in, and we haven't discovered all the planets that's in there and everything that's going on. So it is difficult for universes to get together, as well as even planets sometimes to get together. But what's happening, and I just want to kind of mention this in, is what's happening is they're discovering new planets.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And what's happening with you on a physical level, because I'm working with you guys in the readings and everything that we do and all the work that in building we do together on the remix, you're discovering new things about yourself.
Right.
So that reflection is really just us taking our energy and sending it out into the universe and really impacting it in just a tremendous way. So I really, really love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. When you have your back turned, can you feel when somebody come into your space?
I sure can.
Yeah, you can't see that. You can't see what's bumping you in between you. It looks like it's invisible, but you could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know when somebody's behind you.
That's right. You know when somebody got your back. You know it.
And
you know when
like
they behind.
The universe, when somebody's in your space, is no different from the space out in the cosmos. It's space.
That's right.
It's space. That's why the bull is colorblind. See, because you can't see it.
Yeah.
Because you can't see it don't mean it's not there. It's a vibration you're picking up on. That's what the difference is.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And
very
so that's what us at the Earth makes, because a lot of people don't even put the Earth in this equation.
They sure don't.
But the
they
Earth
don't.
Is a very powerful thing. It's the third planet from the sun. And by the way, the sun is not a planet. The sun is a star, but it's a superstar.
Yes.
It's a superstar. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you put the Earth down, put the moon next to the Earth, because the moon that's in our space is our moon that satellites this Earth. Because
mm-hmm.
each one of these planets have their own moon also. That's another
mm-hmm.
thing people need to understand. Each one, everything is taking care of itself.
That's
okay?
right.
So the Earth is the blue planet. It's the water. It is the emotion in the whole equation.
Yeah.
So we write back in the casino again playing poker, because see, poker, they're trying to make you understand, don't show no emotion. Don't show no emotion.
That's right. Put on your poker face.
Poker face.
Yes.
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So Earth is a very powerful one, because it lets you know it's the third planet from the sun. So it's telling you it's the third step from producing emotion.
Yeah.
Got to be in it.
Yeah.
Imagine you gave birth to a baby that's 80 years old coming out the womb. That's boring. No emotion. Don't even cry. That's just an old baby.
Yes.
Emotion is part of the equation, the water, bearer. See how they connect it?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is Mars.
Mm.
They're on Mars right now.
Yes.
The rover on Mars looking for life.
Mm-hmm.
What color, you know, just like we are human beings, what color are the beings on Mars? They're red beans, just like we eat in New Orleans every Monday.
Red beans and rice.
Red beans. We the coffee bean. We talking about beans. Everything that's living on this planet express who we are. We talking about beans. But Mars is that is the action, but they put it behind action in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the position they put it in. I'm gonna connect it to the zodiac in a minute, also. Okay.
Yes.
But this is that impulsive, and that's another thing too. Each one of these planets don't move at the same rate, because it takes Mars about 57, 58 days to make it through one zodiac, and so it does something different in each house. It's pulling on a certain energy in each house. Okay. And look, I want you to think about Mercury. Mercury is communication, right?
Yeah.
But it only takes Mercury 7 days to move through each house. It's moving so fast because communication is so swift.
Yes, it is. It is.
Just take note of that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that red planet was Mars. The next one is Jupiter. And Jupiter was once the holder of all the finances and wealth.
Yes.
No more is not. Okay? And this is
right.
Jupiter is the biggest planet in our galaxy right now. That's what they found so far.
Yes. That they found.
So far, yeah. They just discovered all these things that we discovered thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're rotating in our circumference. And I'm gonna, you know, tell you the new role of Jupiter, but it's really not over the, you know, people had it over the fortune and the wealth, and it's not over that anymore. I'm going to get in the position of Jupiter. But it's the fifth planet from the sun. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Saturn. And with Saturn is the teacher. It's the one that comes to discipline.
Yes.
And what I noticed with Saturn, when Saturn hit a certain point on our chart, we get challenged with either finances, relationships, the challenges show up. Because when everybody born is letting you know where your teacher is, and everybody break out running from that teacher because they know it's going to be some discipline put down. This is the disciplinary. So Saturn would be a sad turn. When shit make a sad turn, Saturn showed up. Yeah, Saturn showed up on your ass. It's starting to go sour, you know? Now draw a line right there, because I'm going to give you the next three, because the next three are not even planets.
Mm-hmm.
And this was
they are
you won't
loving
find this,
they are loving this share, Brother
you won't find
they are loving
textbook.
It.
Thank you. Remix family. But look, these the next three are not planets. They are not even you're not gonna find this in the textbook. Okay? And this is the planet that's over the finances right now. Uranus is over the finances. Uranus have 27 moons. And Uranus is sitting like a salt. It has the spear around it. What is it? It's sitting straight up though. It's not sideways. Okay, it's sitting straight up. It's so much on an angle to it. It's like it's sitting in animated space. But Uranus is over the finances right now. And this is what look. Uranus is a sun, S-U-N. It's a sun. And it's connected to the energy that's in you. Uranus is the sun over material. Uranus is. It's the sun over material. 27 moons.
27 moons. Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, one of the things of whenever working with prosperity, and I know some of this, you guys, Sunday's show is going to be a continuation because there's some information that I'll be sharing with you guys. So this is a great, it couldn't be more divine prelude to what we're going to be continually talk about. But two of the things to work with, because I'm just reflecting on so much information here, Brother Bilal, about Uranus now being the planet that holds the abundance and prosperity. And whenever I've worked with Uranus, and I really kind of began to work with some crystals and work with different crystals and connect with different planets to manifest different energy. Uranus, the two crystals that I like to work with and I found to be very effective, is the quartz and labradorite. The labradorite, which is really, really a very, very powerful crystal. Of course, we know the quartz crystal it's an amplifier. So when you begin to set those intentions, you know, it really kind of helps with that. It's an increaser. You know, I think of the quartz crystal as one of those crystals when you want to increase those different things that it comes to when it comes to dealing with different things in the body. And also the quartz is excellent because it works with the body system, but like the endocratic system in the body, you know, so it works with all of these things, the endocratic system of the body. So when you said you have to go within, and even the endocratic system is going within, you know, all of this is about internal work that is going. And some people are Uranus equals technological age, make wealth from your computer. And yes, you can certainly, I'm just looking in the chat where someone wrote that. And then
I'm sorry, Ms. Blue.
No.
And you see what they say about technology. It's not talking about computers. It's just talking about technology, period. Even new ways to see zodiacs and astrology, that's new technology. It's not just talking about just a laptop. You understand?
Yes.
But the reason Uranus is over the wealth right now, and check this out now. This shift happened in the beginning of 2011. I read the planets every day. Jupiter lost the seat of finances in the year 2000. It's been waiting on Uranus to show up in a certain house to take its rightful position. Uranus is the planet about what you know, not about no shit you believe. You see, that's why on the chart, if your Uranus is somewhere like Virgo, it's letting you know. For sure, you know research. You need to invest. I don't care how you do damn research, but Uranus is not even going to open the bank up to you unless you know it.
Yes.
You get me? It's certain attributes that go with that. But Uranus is not a planet. That's why they always talk about the number seven, because it's seven planets, but these other three are universes by itself. But Uranus is over the material. It's the sun of material. S-U-N.
Mm.
And it takes 7 years to move through each one. So it takes 84 years to make it all the way around the constellation. So you may see this in your house in one lifetime.
Beautiful.
The next one is the second sun, which is Neptune. Neptune is the sun, S-U-N, over the psychic energy. Neptune is blue. And it has 13 moons. That's Neptune. But it's over the psychic energy. And by the way, Uranus is green with hints of blue in it. Okay, but Neptune, 13 moons in Neptune, but it expresses, it's the sun over our psychic ability. See, we talk about the energetic system again, so I'm going to show you how to do
that. Yes. So powerful because, again, one of my favorite stones that I work with the planet Neptune is the lapis. And, you know, lapis is that stone, and it comes, it's all about truth, and, you know, it is about, you know, wisdom. It is about tapping into those higher powers and having that, all of those attributes, those psychic attributes come to play. And it helps with things like vertigo, migraines, headaches, all of this, the nervous system, the larynx in the throat. You know, and the organs, the bone marrow, the strength, the immune system. And so that's, wow, that's real powerful,
Well, check this out. Now, people think, like, Mars is actually red, or they think Neptune is actually blue. What's happening is, it's just the gases and elements and stones all come together, giving the aura, making it look blue.
Yes, that's what it is. The origin.
Yes.
The origin.
Yes. See, by having different crystals and different stones and different noble gases, it's producing a certain magnetic field that connects the dreams in you, because the body shoots out chemicals from the endocratic system.
Right.
See, this is connected with all the planets. They're doing different things because they have different elements, different crystals, different stones.
Yes.
See, we made this shit too deep. I'm telling you, it's so simple. Once you simplify it, you could see it.
Yes. Love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the very last sun is the sun over the whole soul, the sun over the constellation. That's why in 2006 they say Pluto was not a planet.
Yes. They sure did.
But people didn't understand what they were saying, because they never told you they had three suns out there. This is the most powerful one there is, over the whole soul. Pluto's so far out there, it has ice on it. The soul is on ice. It's the smallest planet in our cycle, in our circumference, right? But it packs the biggest punch. It's the father. Pluto is the father, and when the father show up in each house, it comes to shut shit down.
Yes. Yes.
Now check this out. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
I was just going to say, I'm just reflecting here on just how this work has been here. It's because, you know, Pluto, one of the crystals that I work with for Pluto is the obsidian. That's one.
Perfect.
Also, the obsidian, which is a perfect crystal for that. And, you know, the obsidian brings things to a head. It just shut it down for real. And sometimes in catastrophic ways,
Pluto is the planet of transformation and rebirth. It's come to kill everything. Everything. It's the return of the father. And see, what happened is, and people, this remember I told you the pyramids are in the constellation of Scorpio, right?
Yes.
the pyramids serve as a battery charger for the planets, just like I just said. So Pluto, check this out. Pluto went into Scorpio in the early 70s. I'm going to connect this for you. Listen to this, Ms. Blue. Pluto went into Scorpio to get recharged in the early 70s to get recharged. So look, but listen at this here. It takes Pluto 250 years to make it around the whole constellation.
Wow.
It takes 20.6 years in each constellation. So the last time Pluto is in Capricorn right now, the last time Pluto was in Capricorn when they were starting the country up in 1776, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. That's how long it takes to get back. But I want you to check this out. Pluto went over the pyramids with his powerful lineup happening at this Sunday. It went over the pyramids in the early 70s. So Pluto was letting you know the father is home. And at that time, with welfare, they were taking fathers out of the house. So Pluto is the return of the king, the lord of the ring, is the landlord.
The landlord.
So this is how they always equated the world coming to an end, because of Capricorn being the goat, which is the devil. Pluto just made it into Capricorn in 2008 when Barack Obama took office. It's the shift.
That's the shift, the origin.
It's no damn coincidence. The last time Pluto was in Capricorn when they started the country in 1770, really was 1764, but it takes 20 years to move, so it was in during that time. And now it's here to judge. The planets are pulling its energy together. It's like a big showdown going on in the sky. It's the cosmos showdown. But it's the father. And now I'm getting ready to show you the relationship with the endocratic system. Uranus is the hypothalamus gland. Uranus is communicating with your hypothalamus gland. Neptune is communicating with your pituitary gland. And Pluto with your pineal gland. Pluto the father.
Got it.
And when you put all this together, that's why it takes so long to study all these things. People really have to love this, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I was really studying this to really, you know, learn more about myself. I had no idea I would be talking about this because I just fell in love with doing it.
Right.
Like a chemistry project. But all these things are connected to us on an energy level, on an energy field.
Yes.
And so that's why it's hard for somebody to do travel and time travel, because they stuck in what they would think they're a Libra. I'm supposed to be judging. I'm a scale, and I need to. You see, you start living so physical, you don't even realize what's happening.
Right.
So when you go back to your body now. I'm gonna give you the planets that go with each part of the body. I'm gonna start from the feet and go back up. Neptune go with Pisces. Uranus go with Aquarius. Saturn is with Capricorn. Jupiter with Sagittarius. Put subplanet Mars and Pluto with Scorpio. Venus with Libra. Mercury with Virgo. The Sun with Leo. The Moon with Cancer. Mercury with Gemini. Venus go with Taurus. And Aries is ruled by Pluto itself, the father, because of Aries Hiram, the high ram, the master architect, is the pineal gland with Pluto, the father, that wears the crown.
Beautiful. Brother Bilal, you guys, of the Bilal Bilal the Experience. If you guys want to contact Brother Bilal, and we'll continue our discussion here in the remix so much, and I know you guys are really, really loving this share, but if you want to reach out to Brother Bilal, because he does do soul alignment readings, and we're going to talk more about that and what that means for you, just email him at Bilal, B-A-L-A-H, Muhammad, Bilal the Experience. My apologies. Bilal the Experience. Allow the Experience
at gmail.com.
So that is allowtheexperience@gmail.com. That's how you can contact him and find out more information as well. So we're going to continue this. Lots of information still yet to cover. And also we'll be opening up the phone lines pretty soon to talk about that as well, too, as we continue this discussion with Brother Bilal.
So what we're going to do is I want to, that's why the seven sins are connected, because when I want people to call up, and I'm going to show you what's not going to let you in the bank vault on what you need to work on. Like we're going to look at which one of the seven you need to fall back in line with to tap into your Uranus. But Uranus holding the check. See, everybody got a PIN number. See, you know what? Think about even the computer, right? You got all
right.
These passwords and damn PIN numbers. Your PIN number is your PIN number to your wealth, your universal wealth. We come here with everything already. You have everything with you already. You just have to learn how to tap into it. Uranus is green.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Uranus is holding the checkbook. And all I'm saying is there's a certain energy inside of you that needs to be triggered. But you have to know for sure what you're doing. If you're not getting ready to get paid for doing no more damn experiments, because if you go waste it, it's not going to work.
Right.
It's got to be something you know for sure. And we call that evidence of your greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Show me evidence of your greatness. You say you want to open up a restaurant. Why I got to buy the pot, the spoon? You mean something you don't even have a goddamn pot? Where's the evidence of what you say you love doing? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
Show the evidence of your greatness to get in. Use your hand to make the bullseye.
Yes.
We didn't come here to beg nobody. You don't come here to beg nobody for anything. You
That's
have a
right.
whole body. You have family.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, you know, whenever you open up the phone lines, we're going to check. I'm going to match the energy and show you what cycle you're working in and what's blocking that. And if you could please assist me, because I'm going to show what part of the bank vault not letting you in. And if you could assist me, Ms. Blue, I truly would appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
Just to give another look at it.
Yes, no problem. I'd be honored to. No problem. All right, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here and you have a question. I see you guys. Whoa. Pressing 1 on the phone lines. Press 1 on the phone lines. And Brother Bilal will be taking
right.
a look at these things. And before we get started, there are some brothers that I do want to mention some more. I know that tonight's show, we're definitely mm-hmm. dedicating to Brother Bilal like yourself and also to the other amazing brothers out there. I want to send a big shout out and also another amazing brother, the brother Mark Wilder. And he's the brother I've worked with on many different projects here on the remix. He's also the brother who did the remix app for me. You know, the
okay.
app where you can download it to your smartphone and you can go to the Android market. The
right.
brother Mark Wilder, you want to, you know, big shout out to him as well as the Wilder twins. You know, I call them the super twins, you
right.
know, the super producers, because they're also producers. They work with music, computers, and everything. Pure geniuses in their own right. To Brother Mark and Miguel Wilder out there, and I did a show with them as well, too. So that's in the archives. And also Brother Ogun. Brother Ogun came on and did a very, very in-depth interview some time ago, so many years ago, and many people contributed to that project. So big shout-out to Brother Ogun, and Brother Conscious was also on that project as well, too, Conscious Vibration, so those brothers. And also, quite a few other brothers, I'll be giving them shout out to as we continue on, and all of you brothers out there listening that I've connected with in so many ways, but I wanted to do that. We're going to go to the phone lines now, and as we get ready to go to the phone lines, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and you know me, Miss Blue, I say, let's get it, let's do it. So let's see, the first caller who's on the line calling in from area code 347, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 347? Okay, we're gonna go to another caller. 347 must not be at their phone, but they have pressed 1. So we'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 815. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hey, Miss Blue. I just got connected. I ain't going to even stunt. I just came online.
Okay, and you press, then hold the
line. And I press 1.
That's all right. Stay right there because I'm sure you're going to want that 1.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up, Brother Bilal? What's up, Ms. Blue? This is Terrence. I'm calling from Ohio.
All right. What's up, Terrence? All right.
Okay. Greetings to you, Terrence.
What you got for me?
Well, I was just been listening to the show, and I just wanted to get one of the readings.
Okay. All right. Let me see where you, why you wanted to get into the vault. 1 second.
All right, you guys.
On my end, his is connected to apathy.
Mm.
Okay.
What the apathy is, you have to understand what your value is. Stop putting yourself in situations where you don't understand your value. Put yourself first in line sometimes. Stop being the last one to go. You have to put yourself in a position where you get out of the apathetic position. You know, take a side. Stop swaying to side by side. Take a stand for whatever side you're going to be on, stand for that shit. Because you're becoming too apathetic and you're not going to get into feeling sorry because as soon as you get your money, you'll give all the shit away. And then you're going to say, oh, man, all that shit I did for you, man, and nobody giving me nothing back. So you need to get with this word apathy. You need to look it up, get familiar with it, and get that shit out your vocabulary and get it out your system. You get what I'm saying? Understand what your uniqueness is.
Yeah. And I want to give you another way to look at that, Terrence, because I this is what I came up with, and I'll give you a word as well, too, and that's risk. You don't want to take a risk, which is basically that's the same thing that came to me instantly when you came on. You don't want to take a risk, you know? You'd rather worry about how things turned out rather than take your own risk to it. So you'd sit back and just worry and worry and worry rather than take a risk and go out there for yourself. Because no matter what happens, something important that you need to experience in this cycle that you're in, you can experience. So you need to experience it. You can't be afraid to take a risk, you know. This is really, and I'm going to give you some words to take with you there as well, too, is that...
Okay.
You know how most people say, I don't have anything to prove?
All right.
That's not true for you. You do have something to prove, but you got it all twisted about who you need to prove it to. It's not to your mother. It's not to your father. It's not to your girl. It's not to your boys. It's not to your coworkers. It's to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to prove it to yourself.
That. I definitely get that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate it. And I do want to say that I've been listening to the show. I just started, like, listening to the show here a few months back. And just some of the topics and things, man, has really done a lot for me.
Well, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you got your key for your to get into your vault, and you're gonna know how to tap into that.
Nothing to lose, big brother. Nothing to lose. Scared money can't make no money.
Absolutely.
You're gonna lose your shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're scared, you're gonna lose it anyway. So,
right.
Yeah. Shit. Get it from under the mattress, man. Go
rip it. That's right. You like a lot smooth, only you got something to prove, and it's your spot.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
All right. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 805, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. This is Wanda from California.
Okay, greedy.
Yes, I was just calling to see where I am on this list.
Yes, Wanda. Yes, Wanda. Kim right here. Okay. Hold on. Hold on one second. Get your peanut, Wanda. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. Yours is trying to be too damn smart.
I knew it.
Trying to be too damn smart. You're trying to do shit so right to you, you're messing everything up.
Yes.
Yeah, too damn smart. So go on with your smart ass. Yeah, now you gotta. You see, this is where the doubt creep up on you. You gotta start using your intelligence. You understand? Because the more smart you become, you're becoming real dumb. And what's starting to happen is your school education is starting to mess with your self-education.
Mm.
Our self-teacher is something totally different from what the school teacher.
Yeah.
So you need to start using your common sense.
Mm.
Common sense. But you're being too damn smart.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Yeah, this is what I got for you, is that right now, immediately when I get in your energy, Wanda, and whenever I feel this, I know what this energy is. You're trapped. You have the feeling of somebody being trapped, almost like a bird in a cage. You're trapped. I don't know if you know the story about the half-raven boy that was trapped in conflict until he was able to follow what was truly in his heart. And this is where you still are. You're kind of like in the cage. You know how you see that bird? You go into the pet store, and the cage is open, but the bird won't fly out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you are right now. You're in the cage, but you won't fly out. Here's some thoughts, Wanda, and you can help me with this that I'm picking up energetically. When I get in your energy, if I could just go into your mind for just a moment, and I've been doing a lot of mind work here lately, you guys, but I hear you saying that you feel as though you never get what you want or go where you want to go, that it just seems to never work out for you. You still with me, Wanda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is about you really trusting in you to know these things. You know, some of the things is that your circumstances, no matter what they are, they're going to change. You know? And you'll be free from all of these experiences in your life, you know, at that time. But, you know, you have to kind of be patient with yourself, dreaming while still be willing to fly out the trap door.
Number one side effect to smart people, they start people pleasing.
Yes.
Instead of self pleasing.
Yeah.
Too much people pleasing.
Too much people pleasing. Too much of doing what you feel others feel is right. And here's something I want to say to those of you out there in the conscious community, and that's also even with our consciousness, because we've learned to adapt those principles, those foundations into this realm too. And so we think that what makes us smart in the world. We're smart enough to know not to tell the world what we think is smart, but then when it comes to being conscious, we've become and adapted to the way of trying to make ourselves still be smart in this consciousness. So when people ask questions, and I'm speaking just to everyone, self-included, what are you doing? Oh, I'm meditating, and oh, I'm reading this book, and oh, I'm studying this, and oh, I'm studying that, all of this smart shit. You understand? Which has absolutely nothing to do with the heart. That work is important, don't get me wrong, because it builds a foundation. That's something that we talked about. It helps to ground you into this reality. But true hearing comes from the heart.
Right.
And it's too much mind hearing going on, Wanda. Start hearing with your heart. That will never lead you wrong. You will never feel trapped. You will never be too smart.
Right.
You'll never be too smart.
Yeah, that keeps coming up for me, the heart. Listen to my heart. That keeps coming up over and over. Yes.
Well, you know, the heart is green.
Yes.
So sometimes, you know, everybody's a little green at something. You understand? You don't know everything. Just bring the evidence of what you know. There's nothing wrong with not knowing everything. I'm not going to judge you just because you don't, just like I said about the cook. You telling me you love cooking, you want to open up a restaurant, but you don't have no pots? You see, the difference is, if you've been doing it and you do have pots, don't feel bad about the part you don't know yet, which is the business side. You go be a little green anyway until you get it. That's why the heart is green. Just jump into it.
Okay.
So, see, being smart is you, just like Ms. Blue said, you meditate, but being smart is you meditating 6 o'clock every day. But intelligence is meditate when you're inspired, and then it's 6 o'clock whenever. It don't matter.
That's right. That's right.
So.
And I know you will do it.
But work
you'll
with
do it because. Yeah, work with it. You're not trapped. The cage is open. And even if the door closes, you have the key. So begin to work with that, Wanda. Begin to do things that come from your heart. Here's the exercise, and I'm so honored about this, because even in our Kim Business class, I gave this assignment out to quite a few people that this has come up for. And I'll give this one out here to you, Wanda. Go find something to do that you don't know shit about, that you don't have a clue where it starts, whether that be rock climbing, whether that be surfing, whether that be to take a wiring class to learn how to wire. Take a class in something you don't know nothing about, because you need to learn how to become the learner. And once you're able to tap into that energy, you can truly find your place as the teacher.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And it will open you up to so much. That's one of the things that I always try to challenge myself with, is to go learn something that I don't know shit about. And I am very happy to say, I'm sitting back, I'm all ears. When Brother Bilal first came to me and started talking astrology and astronomy, I was very honest and told him, that's not my thing. I don't get down with that shit because it locks people in. It jacks up my whole mind. And when I'm in readings with them, we got to spend a few minutes so that they can get it, even though Brother Panic and Brother Bobby and all these people have come on and said how to do this, so I don't want nothing to do with it. But he said, okay. And then he said, well, when you're ready to kind of hear how I've been working with it, I'll share that with you. And I said, okay. I went in, cleared every expectation, and I was able to see a different angle from it. But one thing about me, I'd rather be the student any day than take the seat of a teacher. To me, it's so much more fun. It's so much more fun learning. Even when we're doing readings and doing the show, I learn so much from all of you who call in and the people that come on the platform. So blessings to you. Blessings.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome,
Wanda. Peace and love, Wanda. Let us know how it goes. I see all of you guys on the phone line, and can I say OMG? All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Shirley from Virginia. Hi, Brother Bilal. I'm loving the show tonight.
All right, all right. We're trying to get you into the bank account, huh?
Yes, I am.
Let me see what's blocking you.
Let me see what's blocking you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, you guys. Press 1 when you get on the phone line.
Suppression is blocking you. You're not speaking from your heart.
Really?
Yeah, suppression. You're not speaking clearly. You're not communicating clear on what you want.
Are you saying suppression or depression?
It's suppression. It ultimately leads to depression, but you're suppressing what you really want to say.
Okay, okay.
You're not speaking clearly from your heart.
Okay.
You're not speaking clear from your heart at all.
Hmm.
What you truly feel. You know, that's the only way you'll get, and see, that's one of the master keys getting into that bank vault. I'm talking about you could be in a restaurant and the waiter come up and you say, man, that's an ugly-ass tie you have on. It sounds like you may hurt his feelings, but you have to speak within your heart. I don't care what it is.
Speak your mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. Tell the truth. You get what I'm saying? Tell the truth.
I get it. I do.
That's why one of our founding fathers are Sojourner Truth. That's what she represented.
Yeah, Sojourner Truth.
On the zodiac, I forgot to give everybody the zodiac. On the zodiac, that's the Cancer. That's the moon.
Mm.
So you're not reflecting within your heart.
Okay.
That's why you be in a bad mood sometimes a lot. You know, you be up and down and shit because you're real moody because you're not speaking within your heart.
Okay.
Throat chakra.
All right.
Yeah.
And here's what I have for you. What was your name again?
Cheryl.
Here's what I have for you. Too much wishing is going on for you. I see you kind of sitting in front of a wishing well. And you know how you go to a wishing well and you take pennies and you throw them in the wishing well and they make all of those little ripples and they start to run out? This is sort of metaphorically when I get in your energy, I see you in this place of a wishing well. And so this goes to speaking what's truly in your heart and sort of kind of knowing that and speaking that. Here's one of the things that I would encourage you to do. Make sure that these things that you're dreaming about, that you want, that you're willing to do the work to get it. That's going to be key for you because these are some things that kind of blocked you when you were about 19 years old, when you were unstoppable and you had all of these dreams and wishes and things. But what happened is slowly over time, you really didn't want to put in the work to get to where you wanted. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So now you're in a beautiful place because now you can put in the work and you want to put in the work, but you got to stop wishing. Now it's time for you to know that you've already sat by the pond and put the wishes out there. The ripples are out there. You have the support of everything that you need to go for it.
Okay.
Now it's time to stop wishing and it's time for you to go fulfill these things. Just make sure that what you're truly wishing for in your heart serves your highest good.
Okay.
Leave all of those thoughts of what you want to happen to people who have done wrong things to you behind. Don't use your powerful wish on that. I know it's painful. I know it's hurtful. But don't waste a wish on pain.
Hmm.
Wow. Very proud.
All right.
All right. Oh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. So go for it. Go for it, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. Peace and love.
All right.
Thank you.
That was good.
Oh, thank you. You as well, Brother Bilal. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller, 661. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Nora from Arkansas.
Okay. Laura from Arkansas?
Yes. Sophia, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Y'all on fire tonight.
Let's check you out. See where it is.
Yeah, it's the remix. You know how we do.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your energy is with the sufferer.
The sufferer.
Yeah. Want people to feel sorry for you. Stuck. The sufferer.
Wow.
Yeah. And and see what happened is that's inside of Scorpio. That's in reproducing. So you're not producing right now, you understand? But you have to get out of that suffering mode. You have to, you know what? You have to stop. It's just like if you're married, right? And you let your husband go to college first, and then he go to college, and then he leave, and then you come out and get all this, and I sacrifice myself, the sufferer. You on the cross. You keep sacrificing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You like in baseball, like a sacrifice fly? They get you out every time. You just bat in there, they get your ass right out. You got to stop being a sufferer. But you're putting yourself in that own situation, in your own situation. So that's why you get bored real easy and real negative attitude, stagnant, stuck, because you're suffering.
Okay. Here's are you done, Brother Bilal?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I wanna give this to you because it's just amazing when energy comes together, and I say it 100 times over, and I know we work with this energy in the Kim business class, me and Brother Bilal, we say this as well to everybody there, is that we know that the work that we do, all of us are capable of doing it, and that's what's so powerful. And so tonight, even though we come from different sort of kind of backgrounds in a sense, but our energy and how we really understand it is the same. So I'm just reading some of the comments you guys are saying about what's going on tonight, and you're really loving the share. So I just have a lot of appreciation for the brother coming on tonight and just allowing this exchange to happen and you guys being so open to it. So I want to tell you about what I got, which is very, very similar to what Brother Bilal is getting as well, is the difference. This is what's getting you. You're having too many differences with people. Mm. It's almost like having a white cat and a black cat, and they don't get along. And the only difference between the two is in their colors. You know, it's like me picking up a peach and picking up a plum. They're both fruits, but they're different. And here's where one of your blind sides is for you, is you have a hard time recognizing other people's uniqueness.
Hmm.
You have a hard time recognizing their other people's uniqueness. And because of that, it allows you to devalue things in your life. So it's a time for you to go back and really evaluate where you're putting the value at. I'm going to put you on hold because I hear a little baby there. But it's a perfect time for you to go back and value those things of uniqueness there. Because once you fully can start to value the uniqueness in other people without criticism, without judgment, without harshness, then you can finally see your divine uniqueness. But you can't find yours because you're too busy being caught up in all the differences around you. And you're seeing that as a negative as opposed to a uniqueness.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm going to look at that because lately I said that I'm a hater. So
I'm
going to look at that.
You
lately
said,
I labeled myself a hater. I said, you're a hater.
Well, you know what?
But you know,
I really need you to look at this. I need you to look at this because think about the whole idea of hate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just put yourself under the illusion you could really hate me, right?
Okay, yes.
But you know that hate you have for me is really not going in me. Where is that hate going?
It's staying within me.
And right, and you, everything you reproduce is going to have a little hint of that hate in it.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Because I need you to understand what I'm getting ready to tell you. Because hate eventually take care of itself. Listen at this. You know we have a situation in the 30s, 40s, 50s getting lynched.
Mm-hmm.
And white people say they hate niggas. They hate nigga, right?
Yes.
The hate they produce, what kind of children are they having right now? They done call us niggas so much.
They having niggas.
I can't even buy a rap CD because they done burned them out.
Mm-hmm.
And check this out. Now, how do the young children, how do white kids treat their parents?
Terrible.
Because niggas and white people don't get along. So the hate they have for us will eventually take care of itself. It's a cancer that eat their own self up. Because the nigga they're talking about ain't the nigga in you. They got to see the nigga in themselves first. So stop hating. Because see, hate is cold word for love, but I can't control you.
Yes.
Because hate comes from a real deep place. It comes from a place of love.
That's right.
That's why the bully the coward hate the bully. But when the coward beat the bully up, he become the bully. Now, how he hated it so much, but not he the goddamn bully, if he really hated it, or did he really love it?
That's right.
Mm.
So stop hating because you destroy. Hate is just like a drop of poison. You're poisoning yourself with that shit. Get that hate out you.
Yeah. And what it is the differences. You're recognizing the differences, but you can't find your own.
Hmm.
So you have to start appreciating people's uniqueness and recognize that there is differences there, but those uniquenesses is things that really bring us to our rise, not our demise.
Hmm.
And you're seeing people's differences as their demise. And as a result, your difference is causing demise in you and your life. But when
right.
you can start to appreciate the uniqueness, then it will work towards your rise because you'll be able to see that within yourself.
Right.
So no more hater aid.
Please. Stop
no more hater aid.
Thank you all so much.
Peace and love to you. It's good hearing from you.
All right. Have a good night. Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful. All right, you guys. There's so many people on the phone lines. I'm just going to say, if you're not on here, you better get on here. We got 36 minutes to go, and we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, greetings, Miss Blue, Brother Bala.
Greetings.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ruth, calling from Georgia. And
okay.
I am calling to get a reading as well.
Okay, let me check it out.
All right, Ruth calling from Georgia. Georgia.
We have another smart person on the phone. Another smart person. And look, what happened is, on the Zodiac, the smart is connected to Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And
what's
happening is, and see, this is the reason you become angry, become stubborn, because you're being so smart and that shit never work out for you. It never work out for you. You get what I'm saying?
Hold on 1 second. Ruby, are you on speakerphone with us or something? Because we're getting some feedback.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Can you take us off so we can hear you nice and clear?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Now what I'm going to do for all the smart people out there, I'm going to give you the master key to get in the boat. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Stop cheating.
No.
Whatever that means to you.
Uh-huh.
Stop cheating. Stop cheating.
Well, I'm in school right now, so I kind of
looked
at my
notes.
Stop cheating.
I know about that school cheating.
Right. Good. Listen at me good. Now, check. Uh-huh. I'm going to give you the key to prosperity.
Okay.
Cheaters never prosper. They only have fun.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't prosper cheating. That's why people never figure out. I done saw brothers with $50,000 deals on the table. And they go to the bank to get $30 out the bank. And the girl give them $20 too much. And they take it. They just cheated themselves out that $50,000 deal. Because it's all connected.
Okay.
Cheaters don't prosper. It don't last long. It's all connected. You being tested. Any type of manipulation is cheating. Stop cheating.
Well, the only guilty thing I have is my schoolwork.
No.
But guess what? Guess what? That's not it. That's not the only guilty thing you have. And I'm going to tell you what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for Brother Bilal.
Finish. Go ahead.
Don't finish.
Okay.
Yeah, this is so right on point. And when I instantly came into your energy, Ruby, and your name is so fitting to you, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
And a ruby is so powerful. I don't know if you guys work with crystals and stones or if you've ever worked with a ruby. But if you haven't, you need to go get yourself a ruby. You definitely want to work with a ruby. But one of the things I want to tell you is instantly when I came into your energies, I seen a pomegranate. And for those of you who are my Facebook friend, you've seen that picture, that proud picture I put up there about pomegranates. You know, pomegranates are one of those fruits that only come in the season a certain time of the year. And it's a very short season for the pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
And I pride myself because I was finally able to get all of the seeds out of the pomegranate. And I don't know, Ruby, have you ever eaten a pomegranate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it, that could be sort of a bloody experience. I mean, the first time
right.
I had a white T-shirt on, it
yeah.
looked like I was in a war or a battle. I was trying to get the seeds out, and they were squirting juice everywhere, and I just hit it.
Yes.
I'm just going to eat it. Well, I've seen this pomegranate. You know, Spirit sends me signs and symbols as we all get, and this kind of gives me insight. And here's where you've been cheating. You've been cheating in fulfillment in your life. You're constantly going for more, and you haven't appreciated the richness and the fulfillment that you've already learned, that you've already done, that you already have.
Right.
So you've been cheating when it comes to this fulfillment.
Right.
So in your mind, you're constantly searching for ways to fulfill yourself.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Blue. Do we all have a chi inside of us?
Mm-hmm. We sure do. Everyone has
cheating is eating away at your chi. Cheating.
Yeah. You.
I agree with that. My son all the time that I have everything, and I'm constantly looking and
validating everything that I have. So I agree.
Mm-hmm. I want you to get a ruby. And the reason I want you to work with the ruby crystal, and I'm going to put you on hold because we hear some feedback there, so you can hear us clearly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Just, and I'll let you respond afterwards. But I want you to get a ruby because one of the things why I like rubies, and a lot of times when I'm doing readings, I'll give this crystal out and it'll come up depending on what cycle or where people are. The ruby will come up. But here's what I love about the ruby. It's one of the most powerful stones in terms of releasing things from ourselves and then raising energy back up. It releases and it raises it up. But one of the other reasons I love the ruby, too, is because the ruby allows you to focus on the moment. It brings you into the moment. Any deep resentment, anger, not feeling fulfilled, feeling like you don't have enough, the ruby is able for you to release that. It's to release that anger and to release those things and bring it back up. And not only that, really just helps you to redirect, as you said, Brother Bilal, your chi, your real life energy.
Right.
So that you can have it in a purposeful direction and really have it there. Really have it. So, ruby, I want you to get a ruby
mm-hmm.
and start working with your ruby.
I will.
Start working with your ruby because that's going to help you so much, you know. It really, really is to release these things because it's coming from things of the past. You can even kind of zoom back in your mind to what was going on when you were 20 years old because Spirit is showing me that's a powerful marker for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Thank you, Brother Bilal. And Ms.
All
Blue.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Can I say something to Blue?
Yes.
Yes.
We went on a trip to Mars, and I had the family picture that came up that I put back.
Yes.
Since then, I went back twice. Had a very, wonderful experience, and I don't know if it would be impolite for me to discuss it at this time with you.
No. Share it, please, by all means.
Right.
Okay. So, the first time that I went, the room that I went in with my records, the room had this golden orange color to it as if there was a fire there, and it was just warm. I got my records. The first one I pulled out what had pictures of my family. I put it back. The next one I got, and when, I opened it, there was nothing there. So the second time I went, I decided to go through. I said, "Well, let me go through the ear." I think we had went somewhere near the arm or the paw or something the first time. I said, "Let me go in the ear." I stepped in. I thought I was gonna be able to walk around, and immediately there was like this drop that opened in the floor and took me right back to that room. So I got my record. I held it close to my chest, just trying to feel if this was the right one. And it was as if my whole body became golden when I put that record through my chest. But I couldn't open it. Tears came to my eyes while I was, meditating. I saw red and orange in my, color, and I still couldn't open. So I said, let me try it again the next day. The next day, I was able to open it. I saw a circle as if it was the yin-yang symbol.
Yes.
I turned another page, and it was some type of language that was written from top to top, side to side. It was very old. The paper was really hard and kind of tan-looking. I didn't understand what it was. The next one paper I turned over, it was a picture of a temple, and it was just half of the temple, not all of the temple, and I don't know what any of that represents. So
I want you to hold that. It is very, very powerful, and I'm glad you were able to tap in. Funny you mentioned the heart, because this is really where the ruby will take you to. So journey with that, and also email that to me so we can talk about that more, but very powerful, ruby, and thank you so much for sharing that with us and calling
thank
in.
Thank you. I will. Okay, thank you.
Peace and love.
Very powerful.
Peace and love. Yes. All right, we're going to continue here with Brother Bilal, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. Let's see, calling in from area code 540, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Vaughn. I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
You're calling from where?
Roanoke, Virginia. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I can. And what is your name? We hear some noise in the background. Please take us off speakerphone or cut your computer speakers off if you have them on.
And what's your name again? Yeah, that's better.
Avanda.
Avanda?
Like Ivana Trump.
Okay, Ivana.
Okay.
He said, like Ivana Trump.
Yours is insecurity. Very insecure about yourself. Insecurity.
You said
insecurity.
Me?
Yeah, you got to work on your insecurities. The things you don't trust or things you don't feel confident and sure about. It's showing that you're very insecure. Like a security guard. You got the gun out. You're not letting nobody in your heart.
Yeah.
Not let nobody in.
I agree with that, too. Like, how do you work? Like, what are ways to work on that? Like, I try to change my way of thinking sometimes, but it is, like,
well, I'm going to tell you, it's connected on the Zodiac. It's connected to Leo, which is the courage, which is get some heart. And on the other, it's connected to the cheating again. But your number one thing with cheating is the verb that comes before cheat is stop being so damn cheap. Stop cheating yourself. You're doing the same thing. But it's in insecurity. That's why you don't trust other people, because you don't trust yourself. So just think about when you're in a relationship and you meet somebody for the first time, right, and you got the butterflies and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where are those butterflies coming from?
Yourself.
Right. Now check this out. How the other person able to activate the butterflies in you? When you look in the mirror, why the butterflies don't start flying? Why you can't give yourself the damn butterflies? You can't even get a moth to fly around. You understand? So what happened is, now check this out. Tell me how do you love someone? Give me that secret right here. How do you love someone? How do you love yourself? Do you know how to love yourself?
You mean like through, I'm told all the time, like through meditation.
Listen at me good. How do you love yourself? How do you know you love yourself? Give me proof.
You said, how do I love myself? I feel like right now I don't.
Guess what the key to loving yourself? Go love some damn body else so you can learn how to do it on your own ass. Open your heart up to other people so you can learn how to love. That's why you don't get the damn butterflies. You don't get excited when you look in the mirror?
Are you asking me?
Go excite yourself. No, I know you don't. That's what I'm telling you now, because of the insecurity. You done locked yourself out your own heart. We're talking about a treasure chest. Do you know what a treasure chest is?
Yeah.
The treasure's in your damn chest. It's in your heart. You got to open it up. You done locked the damn chest, and you can't even get back in your heart. So not only you not getting it, nobody getting it, not even you. So you got to drop the insecurities. You got to go back to loving. Become vulnerable.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. That is so beautiful. And Ivana, I want to share with you what I got. And I'm going to tell you a little story. And I know we don't have a lot of time, but gosh, I'm loving this. Are you guys loving Brother Blau on the show? This is really, I'm really loving this share here tonight. I had a friend who was getting ready to purchase a house. Her and her family, her and her husband, they were getting ready to purchase a house. And so she kept telling me, Blue, you got to come see. You got to come see this subdivision. You got to come see the subdivision. Oh, it's so nice. It's got a gate. It's got security. And when you go in, it's almost like you're being on Rodale Drive. You know, it's almost like being in the Hamptons. It's just so, oh, you got to come see it. I said, okay. So I went, and we went into the gate. And I looked. I said, wow. I said, they did a lot for this subdivision. Now, I live in a beautiful subdivision, too. I mean, you know, it wasn't all of this that the entranceway was, but I thought it was beautiful, and I'm, as with anyone, I'm happy for my friends. So I don't judge people based on what they want and what they want to get. So I was excited, you know, the lights when you pull up, and, you know, you get to the gate, they got an intercom system, they got the concierge working there, they got all of this stuff. Now, they did all of these things to get into this home and to provide for her family, and I thought that that is to be commendable on any level for somebody to want to do the best for people they love in their life. I respect that on any level, for real. I don't judge people. Somebody want to do the best for themselves and their family, how could you not respect it? Well, long story short, they moved in, they brought them a house, they picked out the perfect lot. You know, I do the funky feng shui, so I went in, helped them decorate it, get everything, get their theater rooms together. I mean, the kids' room alone, I just wanted to go back to childhood and be a child and just, can I get a room over here? Because it's just that gorgeous. About 6 months later, I went to go visit. But for some reason, the part of the town where I was coming in from, I could not find my way back to that gate, to this grand entranceway. I just could not. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put it in my GPS, and I'm going to find it. So it doesn't matter. As long as I get there, I will get there. I put the GPS in. I get ready to go. And all of a sudden, you know how your GPS says, Ivana, it says you've arrived at your destination?
Yeah.
And I thought, I didn't have to call and get the concierge to let me in. You know, I didn't see the gate. I didn't see all the lights leading up to the place. And I love crepe myrtles. They have these beautiful crepe myrtles there. I didn't see the crepe myrtles. I didn't see any of that. But here I am in front of her house. So I called her. I said, I don't think I'm in the right place. Can you look outside and see if you see me? She said, yeah, you're here. Somebody let you in the gate? I said, no. She said, then how did you get here? I said, I used my GPS. She said, but you got it. You had to get in the gate. I said, no, I didn't come through the gate. I came some other way. Long story short, she was kind of devastated to know that the back of the subdivision, that anybody can drive up in there, that the front entranceway was just this grandiose thing that builders did to get people to pay all this money to move in the building.
Right.
It's funny, but it's not funny, but you're going to get what I'm saying here.
You should have told her to move into a real prison. She locked herself in.
And she was so disappointed. She was like, you know, one of the main reasons we chose this place was because I love the way the builders built. I love the house. I love the lot. I love this little community. And I thought that it was secure with this gate. And Ivana, this is what you did. You chose where you are in your life right now. There's nothing wrong with the place that you're at. It's nothing wrong with the choices of where you are. You're still fighting to see that you belong, and of course you belong because this is what you chose. How could you not belong? And how could you not trust and be comfortable but what you chose.
Oh, shit. You're right.
You understand? How could that be wrong?
How could you let anybody put any seed of doubt or question in what you put a lot of thought in? You're in the right place in your life at this time. You have the right community with you. You have the right friendships with you. You have the right love with you. You have the right beauty with you. You have the right knowledge, the right information with you. All of those things are in the right place. You got to do what I told my friend. Your ass has got to learn how to be at home with that.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what Miss Blue got to say.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. Like I feel like this whole like the has been on like on point. So I mean, and these are some of that's been surfacing lately. So
Don't let no one question where you belong. You chose that. The courage. Stand strong. Be beautiful and do you.
Right.
All right. So peace and love to you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Remember that community story. Remember that community story. She was devastated. Right. I'm like, why? Everything about what you picked was in the right place. This is what you chose. This is what you wanted. You know, don't question what you know, like you were saying early, Brother Bilal. Don't question what you know. There's no need to question it. How can you? We have 30 minutes left to go in the forum before we go to the after hours, and boy, you want to be with us during the after hours. If you're not with us during the after hours, we definitely want to hear your thoughts about the show, about what was going on tonight. Bilal, Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com is how you can reach him. Find out more about his work, soul alignment readings, and a whole slew of other things, as well as you can find him with us in the Kim Business class also. So I want you guys to go over to the Remix Radio page. We have got to get you've got to get some questions going on over here. I'm going to put some of them up. So even if you can't listen to the show, go over to the Remix Radio Play page, click like, and look at some of the questions that we're going to be posting there. Maybe I'll have Esther go over there and post some questions, and myself as well. We'll post some questions for you guys, and you can respond to it, and you can still get to know what's going on with the show. So, you guys, don't forget, Sunday night is going to be another amazing share here on the Remix, and you don't want to miss it. You definitely want to do that. 13 minutes left to go. I'm going to have Brother Bilal give some information, and then we're going to keep taking your calls. So, you guys, I know the phone lines are full. We're going to keep taking your calls, but I'm going to give Brother Bilal an opportunity to close this out here, leave some words with those of you who will not be joining us in the after hours. But download.
I'm having so much fun. Time passed so fast, but I hope everyone sees the relationship with astrology. Astronomy is not so superficial. We just looking to check the energy out. Everybody that called tonight, we were just connecting them to a certain energy so they could have a different way to look at it. That's it. That's it. So, and when you get that soul aligned, it's going to put you in a direct place so you can stop guessing and take the guesswork out and show the evidence of your greatness. You already been working on something already.
That's right.
It's time to step into it. It's time to do it.
Cheaters
don't prosper. If you want to prosper, stop cheating. Simple.
That's right. That's it.
Any form of manipulation is cheating. Stop it. For real.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So I want to remind you the Remix will be back on Sunday night, like this show with Brother Bilal and all the other shows. Download is a must.
you want to download this show. I'll see you guys on Sunday night. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the forum. I do want to put some questions up here. So I'm going to look forward to you guys. Don't forget, it's the weekend, and so if you don't have your Kim deck, you need to get that too. www.msblueblast.com/cards is where you need to go. Sister Money is putting the link in the chat room. You can check that out, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook. www.msblueblast.com is where you can go get that, and you can download it instantly right there and start to get to know your magic, make a greater investment into yourself and things that you're doing. So, Brother Bilal, here are some questions that we can start to put up, and I want us to kind of think of some questions to get the discussion going as we get ready to go back to callers, some of the things that you would like for them to challenge themselves with is to maybe we can ask them about the seven sins, you know, do they know where their sin is?
right. Yes. Yes. It's so much to put together because the whole thing is like learning your chemistry all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why biology is so important. I didn't understand biology in school, to be honest with you, because I didn't know how it was related to me. But this is you putting your biology back together. I mean, from us, you know, being insecure to looking to be smart. It's a reason why we're doing those things. So we are checking the reason why we're doing it, not the thing itself.
That's right.
I don't care about you being smart. I'm checking the reason why you're doing it in the first place, because you're just standing in suspended animation, not moving. We're looking to get some motion like the planets, to get rejuvenated. The best part of rejuvenation, get some rest. Cut your damn cell phone off. Look at yourself as a cell phone. Shut down and upgrade. Shut down and upload.
That's right. Upload, yeah.
The whole new program coming in.
It's
whole new download. That's right. I thought about that. Download. I said, man, there's a whole new download coming.
That's right, and it's so important to do that. So I put a question up on the Remix Radio group for everyone out there based on the show, and these are the questions that Brother Bilal has gone over in the show. Based on the show, there are seven sins of prosperity. What's your sin in prosperity? Based upon what Brother Bilal has explained to us, and if you want to go over those again really quickly, Brother Bilal, that would be great.
Okay, the first one is the victim, that's having pity for yourself. Second one is the sufferer. You put yourself in a suffering position. The third one is apathy. You're just feeling sorry for yourself. The fourth one, insecurity, when you don't trust anything. The fifth one is suppression. You're smothering your expression, your uniqueness. The sixth one is you being smart. You're too damn smart to be intelligent. And the last one, the very seventh one, is vanity, where you don't want to be in humility. You don't want to humble yourself.
Yes. And I want to give a big thank you for supporting the forum and the show all the time, as they always do, to Sister Manya and also
love.
To Esther, for you guys holding it down for everybody. So, Sister Manya, big love and kisses. And also to you, Esther, big love and kisses out to you guys and all of the Remix family. 6 minutes, you guys. Much love, Warren Spirit. We're about to go to the after hours. And also to all the brothers out there, of course, always to the sisters, but to the brothers out there doing the work and putting the work in. And Brother Bilal, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you on the platform to
give us another
angle of light. So much information. I will be downloading and going back and taking a look at that. And for all of those in the Kim Business class, this is our last week, you guys. We're doing big things there. So we'll be looking for you guys to answer that challenge, too, that Brother Bilal put out in the class on Saturday, and also seeing you guys in the Kim Business class on Saturday, a new way of doing business about the business of self. All right, so we're going to keep it going here, you guys, and for the rest of you, see you on Sunday night. Download. Make sure that you have downloaded the Remix app, downloaded this show, and make sure that you're over on the Remix radio page, because I want to see what you guys have to say. I want to know where you think your sins are. If you're on the phone lines, you can still come over here and do it. I want to see. Let's see. It's time to get naked. Y'all know y'all like to get naked. Come on. I see a like over here, but tell me which one is your sin. So I want to know, which one do you feel is your sin? I will say for me, it's being a smartass sometimes. I have to honestly say, sometimes I'm a smartass, and I won't get out of my own way. So that's of the seven sins to prosperity.
Not like being sometimes honest.
I have to stop being a smartass. That's mine. All
like
right.
Being honest.
We're gonna,
good.
Yes. We're going to keep going. Jaywood is the mess. We're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 972. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Yes.
This is Sherry from Dallas.
Hey, Sherry.
Well, all right.
Hey, Brother Bilal. I've been listening.
All right. You ready to get it in, huh?
Yes, because I have just been listening and off into my own studies, but yet I've been listening to you, and I'm excited to get in.
Right. Well, I'm excited to give you some information here. Okay, it puts you're at the heart chakra.
Yes, that's true.
You're at the heart chakra, and this really about daring yourself. Got to take a dare.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're at.
I said no. I'm going to take a dare.
It's Leo on the zodiac.
I know what Leo is.
It's Leo on the zodiac,
uh-huh.
And then is cheating on for the venom. But what happened is, you have to open your heart, just like we just said. It's the whole insecurity thing, the whole insecurity.
Yeah.
And see what happened? Insecurity put us in a position where we always trying to prove ourselves because we don't want nobody to know we insecure.
Okay, I thought a vanity might have been my thing, and sometimes a smart ass, so this insecurity is something I got to think about.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could think about it, but what happened, we become blindsided by what we think it is. See, that's the eyes we put on it, that's the color you put on it, but it's really an insecurity. So what it's saying is you need to become sure about everything you're doing. You need to be sure of yourself.
Okay.
All right, because look what happened. Now, I'm going to show you what insecurity, another way of looking at insecurity, okay?
Uh-huh.
You ever heard of a bad ham?
It's H-A-M.
Yeah, that's a bad actor. That's a person that's acting all the time.
Oh.
Because it's not real. See, anytime you're insecure, you're not being real. You're not being totally who you are.
Oh, so you said I'm coming off as insecure and people
you're
are
coming off because well, you're coming off because you're acting. You're doing a lot of acting. You're theatrical. That's the energy. That's the energy. That's what's not letting you in the bank. Ham. You're a bad actor. You got to stop being so theatrical and just be you. Be who you are. Don't make no excuses. Just be who you are. You are, love you for who you are, or the hell we're going to fuck them. That's it.
See, that's so funny because I just got through telling several people today, I do me. And for you to say insecurity and I'm being a ham.
Why would you have to tell somebody you do you if you were doing you?
Yeah, that question would not come up. It would not.
That's like saying, I'm drinking water, and I'm drinking water. It don't make no sense.
But the conversation was, they was telling me what I was doing, and okay, I got to take it for what it is.
And here's Sherry, if you're open to hear this.
Okay.
I want to continue to follow up with what Brother Bilal has said. Mm-hmm. This is all of these things are coming up because you're making too many choices.
Repeat, please.
I said these things are coming up because you're making too many choices.
Okay.
You have too many choices. It's I could do this, or I could do that, or I could do this, or I could do that. I could do this, and I could do that. Choices are built on the foundation of insecurity.
Hmm.
Remember that. Choices are built on foundations of insecurity.
Let me ask this question. So I got to limit my choices, limited things that I think I want to do.
No, you don't have to limit your choices. You have to decide what you're going to do. And then it would leave you no choice. All you're doing is going through choice, choice, choice. I could do this, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. But, Sherry, what are you doing? Nothing. Because you're still choosing. You still got choices. Why aren't you deciding? Because of insecurity.
Okay. I receive that. I'm just thinking about all of the choices in so many areas that I got multiple choices. That's true. So I need to just decide.
You need to decide, and then you need to do something. Yes.
I got so comfortable not doing anything.
You got so comfortable at pretending to not do anything, but really your mind is racing.
Racing.
Your mind is racing.
Oh, okay, racing. Okay, I can deal with that because I'm studying at least 16 things right now.
Right.
Yeah,
but
that's
a
perfect formula for schizophrenia.
Right. So you can have choices. And do nothing about it. Yeah.
That is
the recipe for schizophrenia. It really is.
I know. That's why I shut down some things. Like I said, I've been listening. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right.
You got it. You got it.
Okay, thank you both.
And
it's good hearing from you.
Yes, I need to be in touch, Sister Blue and Brother Bilal. I'm going to be in touch with you.
Okay.
Blue, it would be 16 pages to go through what I've been since we contacted, okay? And thank God I've had your workbook to keep me at least not doing. I got the recipe for schizophrenia, but I know I'm not sick, okay?
No, not at all.
Not at all. The recipe.
Well, get out the recipe. We all in the recipe, Sherry. We all in the recipe. We got to get out of that.
I know, because I'm so glad I got through, because I definitely needed to hear this word of clarity, because I need to decide. Because I know once I decide, I'm going to get exactly what I asked for.
That's right.
Right.
And then you can do it. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And thank you both, and brother, I am going to be in contact with you, Miss Blue. And you are going to be together for a millennium, so I ain't worried about it.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know, Sherry. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
And thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Great job.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Excellent, Brother Bilal. I want to read some of the questions as we keep taking all of these calls here, so many of you guys, and also give out Brother Bilal's contact again, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. You guys should really contact him for the soul alignment reading. In this time that we're in, it is so necessary and important. Remember, I'll tell you guys, this has always been told to me, throw nothing out. You know, throw nothing out. And so everything is useful. So this is just excellent angle of light, another tool that you can begin to use to work with yourself. But I want to read some of these because they're really, really good. And this is over on the Remix Radio page. So everyone get yourself over there if you're not there and post. I posted mine. I said smartass. Charles said his is insecurity. That's what he feels.
So based on the show, there were seven sins of prosperity. What's your sin of prosperity? Tell us what you think. Esther said, I'm a smartass. She said, that's her. Laugh out loud. And this is Danica. Danica said, depression and smart is hers. April said, all seven different times I can see how each of these has affected me throughout my life. Right
I'm
now.
I'm glad she said that.
Yeah.
That's just like the zodiac, Miss Blue. See, I'm saying you all love them. You understand? You just different ones at different times. It's just different energy.
So true. So
perfect.
True.
Beautiful.
Yes. And then Stephanie said, the sufferer, insecurity, and apathy is hers. And Kevin said, suspension, depression, suppression.
Mm-hmm. Suppression, right. Mm-hmm.
Suppression is his. That was Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alice said patience is hers. Patience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. As I'm reading these, I can reflect back over my life. And all of these were very valid to me, too. So excellent, excellent point.
Let's say Kevin
make
with
there.
The suppression, right?
Yes.
The suppression, the poison for suppression is he got to stop lying. That's why he's suppressing what he's saying, because he can't come up with a good lie.
So make really sense? Speaking from the throat chakra, right, telling the truth, speaking from the throat chakra and speaking your truth. And here's one of that I found is that a lot of times it's easier to speak someone else's truth than yours.
Right.
This is why they even teach us in grade school how to remember things to repeat it. Because it's easier for me to tell you something very tough. If I can give an analogy and said, this is what so-and-so said about this, and this is what so-and-so said about this. And don't get me wrong, it is value for us to be able to reflect and give credit where credit is due. But this is why I have to use the Kim Business Class, because, you know, we have some excellent principles in there. One of the things is that you always have to speak in first person. See, it's real different for if I say, we all have issues.
Exactly.
Then me saying, I have issues.
Right,
that's
right.
The whole tone, the energy behind it, everything is completely different when you speak from that position. So very
because
powerful.
You're putting the focus on you. When you say we all, you're making it too big. That means I have to look at everybody. But when you say you, I can point straight at you.
That's
and
right.
Something you say
that's
it also in school, you know, they teach us how to be smart.
That's right. They teach
we become
us how
so
to
smart. I couldn't even use none of the smart stuff on a job.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a job trying to see when I was going to be able to use my, you know, the biology. If you don't get this shit done, you know,
yeah,
you need to be smart.
That's right. Jay Wood said, it depends on what day it is.
Right. That's absolutely right. Absolutely
right. It depends on what day it is. So keep them coming, you guys. Don't stop. I'm loving the conversation, loving everything that's going on. Let's go over. We're going to go back to the phone line, and we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. I got to even see where I left off. There's so many of you guys here. Let's see exactly where we left off. 330, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 330. We'll come back to 330. 647, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, good night. It's Julieta from Canada.
Okay. Julieta?
Yes.
Okay.
Julieta?
From Canada. Greetings, Julieta from Canada.
Okay.
Greetings. I would like to get one of the readings as well.
Right. I'm looking at you and you're not.
Oh, and before you do, Julieta, let me give you a hug. You need a hug, my sister. I'll give you a big hug and a kiss from Miss Blue.
Thank you.
The energy that's coming up for you is the victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's like playing that card game, pity pat. You know what I'm saying? You're playing a lot. You give a lot of pity pat parties, a pity party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's too much pity pat being played. But at the root,
at the root of both of them is all of it is stemming from lying, but yours is you killing your self-expression. You literally killing what you want to say also.
Yeah, that's
true. But it's not so much as the suppression. It's in a sense of you killing what's really inside of you. You silence it. You know, like you put a silencer on a gun. You like you putting a silencer on yourself, a muzzle, and that's what's keeping you in that victim mentality. It's just like the Christmas story with the Scrooge. You know, Tiny Tim. Want everybody to feel sorry for him. Nobody got no time to feel sorry for you. In the beginning of the show, I talked about George Washington Carver. They castrated him. Nobody, he didn't sit around feeling sorry for himself. So go get you a peanut and go do something. Go do something. Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
I know, I'm just guessing out of that.
Huh?
I am just guessing out of that.
Yeah, and let me... Yeah. She said she's just getting out of that. And here's what I want to add to that. Immediately when I came into your energy, I felt so trapped.
Mm.
So trapped. Very trapped in this energy. Here's the thing for you. You got to get a vision, like Brother Bilal was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You need a vision. You don't have a vision. You've lost your vision. You've lost your sight. And this sight is based upon these devastating things that you're going through that's happened to you. But you got to know that this is just for this moment. You got to get a vision for the future. So really one of the gifts that Spirit is granting you and your ancestors at this time, because I see very, very strongly your mother. Is your mother still living, please?
No, she's not.
Yeah, yes. So this is her. I see your mother saying she needs a vision. You have to be able to see yourself 3 months, 6 months down the road. And right now you can't.
Hmm.
That's what's keeping you in this pity party right here, feeling devastating. But you got to know that this is only for the moment. This is only for the moment, you know? Because your future is a place that is just full of possibilities and potential. So come out of being trapped and recognize that the door is open for you and there is a vision for your future. So give yourself an expectation. Say, on Thursday night, I'm going to go for a walk. Start with the visions like that. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to go and get my favorite flower. Give yourself vision so you can begin to walk yourself out of this place of darkness that you're in. You don't have to stay there. This is only temporary, these feelings. If you could choose to feel any way in the world right now, if you could decide how you want to feel, how would you feel right now if you could pick any way you want it to feel?
Happy and secure.
You said happy and secure?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to repeat after me, all right?
Okay.
I, and then say your name.
Juliana.
Feel happy and secure.
Feel happy and secure.
I know that everything that I need.
I know that everything I need.
And everything that I desire.
And everything I desire.
I have now.
I have now.
And I am happy.
And I am happy.
And I am at peace.
And I am at peace.
Yes. Now take a deep breath in and out.
I need to add something to that, Ms. Blue, because I can't get off the phone without telling her.
How does that feel?
Good.
Yes. All right. Brother Bilal?
This energy field is connected to the zodiac Pisces, which is the feet. But I'm going to tell you the main thing you can't see that's causing this. I say kill. And what's happening, you're talking about people too much. You're killing people. You know a perfect example? When Gabby was with the Olympics and they were talking about her hair, they didn't even acknowledge what she did, the historical moment. They were talking about how bad her hair looked. We keep assassinating each other's character. Stop talking about people. That's what's putting you in this position also. I don't care who it is, somebody off the TV, somebody you know, stop talking about people.
Okay.
I have to tell you that, because that's another thing triggering this energy.
Yes, and those that have played a role, or you feel have played a role in the devastation, don't waste your wish, like I told the caller, on them. Don't waste your wish on them. It's a wasted wish. Use it for powerful gain for you. And then you'll be able to see the understanding that you can't see right now, because things are very cloudy, but they'll clear up. They're very cloudy, and it's so much of what coulda, shoulda, and what, it's so much of that. But give yourself a vision of the future. See yourself in the future. Be happy. Because you can choose and decide to be happy at any given moment. This is temporary. Don't make it a case of a mistaken identity. Because when you waddle in it too long, then this gives people a false perception and yourself of who you truly are at this moment. This is going to pass. It's going to pass. It really is. It's going to pass. In fact, in 8 days, you're going to see a breakthrough. And when you do, I don't say this often, but you better call back and let us know.
I will.
All right?
Yes,
peace,
great
and
energy.
Peace and love.
You're
and
welcome.
Keep listening.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to
beautiful.
Go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, greetings. It's Blue and Brother Bilal.
All right.
My name is Mookman, and I'm calling from Maryland. From Maryland, yes.
Okay, what's
okay.
your name again? I'm sorry.
Mookman. M-U-M-I-N means faithful.
Mm-hmm.
It's Arabic.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous because it's been like 2 years I've been listening to the show, and I'm, this is the first time I've called, and I'm just really excited about this reading.
Okay.
The soul reading?
Right.
Oh, I do have a question. Also,
right, go ahead.
It's with me also. And she wanted to know if it's possible that she can also get one too after me.
Yeah.
Y'all must be in college. Are y'all in college?
No, we're not.
You're not?
No. we sound really young, or
no, I just get the sense like I'm in some sort of dorm room or something. I don't know.
Oh, yes. We're living in a room, in a rooming house.
Okay, see, Miss Blue isn't crazy. Well, I am crazy. I know what I know, what I feel. I felt like a college setting, like a dorm room.
Let me ask you something. I have a question for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is zero to you?
Hold on one second.
Hmm?
What's the question again?
What is zero?
Zero for me, what I get is new beginning, oneness, being whole.
You explain yourself. What is zero? What you really feel zero is? Be honest.
Being whole.
Be whole?
Be being whole or holy, connected to all things, nothingness.
Okay. Because what's showing up for you, your the thing not letting you in is your vanity.
Vanity?
Yeah. You want to blame everybody else. You don't want to look in the mirror. That's why the vanity in the damn bathroom.
I love that.
Say it again, vanity where?
It's in the bathroom.
It's in the bedroom.
It's in the bathroom when you wash your hands, the vanity.
Oh, okay.
You got to look at yourself in the mirror. You don't want to look at yourself. You're like a vampire. You don't want to see yourself. You see everybody else's shit, but you don't want to see your own shit.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel that. It's like I'm ashamed of being a beautiful, beautiful person.
Why would you be ashamed of being you?
Yeah, that's Yeah, I've been dealing with that for a long time. I feel beautiful and unique and all that good stuff, but it's like I'm afraid to express it to other people.
You don't really feel that. You just saying that shit. You don't feel that. You don't feel like that.
No.
So let me tell you what the problem is.
Okay.
Stealing. Gotta stop stealing.
Stop stealing.
You know, like stealing bases? You just want to run. You want to steal a bit. You gotta stop stealing. Stand still.
Stand still.
And stop taking shit from people.
I understand, but I'm trying to connect the dot with me personally. When you say stop stealing.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Ms. Wood?
No, I'll wait till you're finished. That's okay.
because see, this is where we make our judgments at, because we start thinking, let me ask you something. Do opposites attract?
I don't know. Opposites attract? Well, yeah, opposites do attract, yeah.
They do, right?
Yes.
All right, now, Chad, listen to this real good. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
You go start working at this restaurant, right?
Okay.
Everybody in this damn restaurant stealing everything out the wazoo out of this damn restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
And what happens, you thinking you opposite because you say you not stealing, but how would life put you around a bunch of thieves if you not a goddamn thief?
Because
eventually, what you going to start doing?
Stealing?
Yeah, stop stealing. Exactly. Thank you. Because whatever company you put yourself around is mirror. And see the mirror. You don't want to see the fucking mirror. See, they told us opposites attract. That's not real. You cannot ever attract anything opposite from who you are. If you're around a bunch of thieves, you're a thief. That's the problem. That's the problem with Superman. He's the man of steel.
The problem with
stop
Superman
stealing.
Is and I do have a Superman shirt.
That's what you, because you're stealing. The S is for stealing.
Yes. You know, it's funny because some reason I feel like it's dealing with the living situation is that right now I can't afford to pay some of the bills and
yes,
I'm back to paying bills. And
so you had a standstill.
Yes. And I'm like, I feel guilty because I'm not really paying for the electric bill and it's going up. And
you're stealing.
And I'm stealing, but I don't really want to, but I'm trying to figure out how to get out of here. I'm like, I need to get out of this. I don't even want to do this anymore. I'm not
really
a stealer.
You're stealing energy.
I'm stealing energy.
Yeah, and here is another thing to definitely take a look at, because what I got for you instantly, I seen this certificate float down in front of your head. And whenever I see that certificate, Spirit kind of shows it to me, and it's a big stamp of success on it. This is where your problem is. This is what you're missing. This is what you're not getting. Again, you're striving so much for success.
Yes, I am.
Striving. Yeah. And I understand it on a practical sense, but let me tell you why success doesn't work. And I never go for success. Because success is almost like having sex
and not having an orgasm.
Hmm.
Because immediately, once you get to that point of conception, you got to come all over again.
Hmm.
Success comes and goes. If I say, I'm going to be successful when I get this car, once I get that car, I'm no longer successful no more. I got to reach for something else. So now I got to go for the house. And now I got to go for this. And now I got to go for this. You know, as the song goes. And Drake sings it. I just want to be successful. You understand? But he's letting you know that you're chasing all of these things only to bring your ass back to zero. It's the circle jerk. How you get out of this and tap into your bank is exactly what Brother Bilal said. Stop stealing, because there is no shortcut.
Yes.
You understand? There's no shortcuts, and that's what you've been taking. You've been shorting yourself, and you've been shorting your family. And as a result of it, you have become the opposite of what is truly in your heart. And Miss Blue, don't question that. You truly have this love for taking care of yourself and your family in your heart. I believe that. I know that to be true. But what's happening is you're willing to do everything to become successful, but you're not willing to do the work to get it done.
So if somebody...
Say it again.
So that includes actually doing the physical work also, not just the studying.
Oh, yeah. This is about the physical. See, this is where the vanity comes in. There's certain things you think you're too good to go do.
Yes, that's so true.
You think, I'm too good for that. As a result of it, you cannot be what you call, not my definition, successful. That's why what you're doing is failing.
That's
if
deep
you,
and blue.
Yes.
because if you looking down on the people that's doing the job, think about if you think you're too good for it, how you see the people doing the job? You're looking at them like they ain't shit.
That's right.
But opposites don't attract.
That's right. And as a result, you're living in a place around people you choose not to live around. The way you choose, everything that you has deemed that's not in your success bubble and that you're not willing to do, if nothing else moves you, life will. You're being forced to deal with it. You're being forced to deal with it. So what I'm telling you is that you got to recognize that at the end of the day, and I hate to keep bringing up the Kim class, but God, it's a Kim moment. You're only always working for yourself. It don't matter if you picking up trash on the side of the street or if you working in a 5-story office building on Manhattan. It doesn't matter if your name is outside the door or if you ain't got no damn door. You working for you. So let me ask you the real honest question. How much are you worth? Because you put value on everything. How much are you literally worth right now?
I mean, I feel like I'm worth everything.
You ain't worth shit right now. And you know that. You don't feel you worth everything. You feel like you deserve everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, because
it's a big difference between what you deserve and what you feel like you're worth. Because what's going on in your life right now is a reflection of how you feel you're worth. Because I'm going to tell you something that I learned from a child that my mother told me, home is where your heart is. See, you don't have no value or worth of where you're at. And I'm telling you now, you better stop it, for you really get to see what it feels like to not be worth shit. You
think you don't know what it feels like to not be worth shit. You keep going, and you're going to know exactly what it feels like to not be worth shit.
Mm.
Oh. So check your pride. Check your ego. Be willing to do your work, whatever that is. When you start to devalue things and make something worthy over something else, that elitist mentality, it doesn't work. That game has been over.
Mm-hmm.
That's like late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It don't
right.
work.
I have to be more honest and truthful to myself.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. The vanity, remember?
All those blue colors, and I'm like, man, it's about truth. I need to be truthful to myself. And, you know, I understand colors and vibration. And it's like I learned so much in terms of information, but doing the work is where I need to step into. Because I can
that's
read
right.
every symbol, everything means a tree and a number that passed by and a butterfly. And, like all this information I've gathered, but it's just that using it to make something out of it is what I'm lacking. And I realized that.
Yes,
right.
Do the alchemy with it. And then
yeah.
you'll realize that you can be and have anything that you want, but get it for real. You know what I'm saying? Not
yeah.
based on some false, fake-ass pretense shit, because that's not worth shit. It's like play money from Monopoly. You can't take it nowhere but where game is going on. You can have a pocket full of Monopoly money right now. That's not worth shit nowhere. But if you find a group of people playing Monopoly, it's worth
right.
a whole lot. So if you want to stay in the game with the fakers, the shakers, go hold on to your Monopoly money. But if you want to really get down to business, my brother, and I know you do.
I do.
And do the work. Do the work for real. Allow the alchemy to come in. Everything that you're learning, apply it in your life for real.
Yes. Good deal.
This is so long. I thought this was so long. And everyone says that. They said, wow, you're amazing. You say these things, and then you demonstrate this, and you know so much and so much wisdom. How do you know all this stuff? How do you read all these things? And your psychic abilities and blah, 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 blah. But it's just that doing it and living it is what I feel I'm missing.
Right.
Actually really live my truth. And I've been saying it for so long, live my truth and just do it. I know I can do it. I have the power and the gifts, but I can't be lazy and I can't take shortcuts and I'm very impatient and it's falling down on me. I see it, you know.
Great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm glad you could express your vanity here with us and your truth.
Yeah.
But I'm also uncomfortable with my honesty. I'm afraid to speak, which also being afraid to do, it corresponds.
Powerful. Good, man.
Yeah.
You grew tonight, man. You just took a leap.
You sure did. You took a jump and a hop and a skip.
Right.
Do it for real. Do it for real. So that means next time that you call in, you somewhere working and not thinking you too good to do it.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead,
put your wife on. Huh?
Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah, so y'all can get out the college dormitory.
Yes, go ahead. Two for one. Two for one. That's fine.
Yes, yes. Hold on. Here she goes.
Hi, Miss Blue and blah, blah, blah. How you doing, huh?
Good.
Hi.
How you doing?
Greetings. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Tasia. Yeah. I'm a little nervous, too. This is, again.
I'm sure you are, Tasia. After that, I'd be nervous, too.
I am very nervous. I heard you talking to him, and I was like, wow, she's really let him have it. And it's,
Don't worry, Tasia. We'll let you have it, too.
On the zodiac, it's Virgo, which is the stomach, which is your gut. And on the chart, it's apathy.
Apathy.
Is apathy. And what happened with that is you just letting shit go. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not standing. You're not taking no side with anything. So you're trying to prove how you know just who you are, but it's not fairing out. So that's why it's like it's no Then it gets to a point where you don't value anything.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. So it go right back to cheating yourself. Cheating and stealing. You got a combo. You're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself. You're cheating your mate. You're cheating people out of really who you are. See, because if you're not being yourself, you're really cheating yourself out the experience. You're cheating everybody.
Yeah. I feel that.
And you gotta stop carrying people's burdens. You're not here to carry nobody else's burden. That shit too heavy for you.
Yeah.
It's too heavy for you. You're not here to sacrifice yourself. Get off the damn cross. Stop trying to be a sacrifice. Stop trying to get attention. Okay?
Yeah, I feel it.
And at the end of the day, you say, I did it all for you, and everybody shit on you. You understand? Yeah, that's why you get so upset and they put you in a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, you didn't do it for me. You did that because you wanted to do that. I didn't ask you to carry my burden. You're looking for people to carry their damn burden so you can feel sorry for all of y'all.
Mhm. That's true.
You gotta work on your gut though. You gotta work on your gut instincts.
Yeah.
You get so nervous, you don't make nothing happen. Your nervous system shut down.
Mhm. And here's what I want you to know, and powerful Brother Bilal. Here's what I want you to know. Because what I got for you is listening.
Mm.
You have a problem with listening, which takes you right back to your gut. See, many of us, we get our intuitive hits, our psychic body, in many different ways. Mm. Some people feel it in their head. They get chronic headaches. Some people feel it in their chest. It gets very tight for them. Some people feel it in their gut. Like Brother Lau was saying, they feel it in this area of where the solar plexus and the sacral chakra, right in that area in your gut. This is where I get my intuitive hits. It's in my gut. I get it here a lot of times. But earlier tonight when Brother Bilal was speaking about getting butterflies, and you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, two things is that when you're afraid of something and you're nervous, you know that feeling you get when you're just like nervous and you're scared and you're afraid?
Yeah, that's kind of what's happened to me now.
Yeah. Well, think about it. It's the same way you feel when you're happy and you're excited.
Yeah, that's true.
It's exactly the same thing. And what you're not doing is you're not listening. And because you're not listening, you're not able to see between the lines. So you put everything in the category of being nervous and being scared and being fearful. And then you're reacting out of that fear. But unfortunately, that fear causes you to retreat, come back. Fear sometimes is an intuitive hit to go forward. That's why people always talk about you got to face your fears. Because I'm here to tell you that some of those things that you fear is not really fear. You're not listening. It's really the excitement you're going to get by walking in your truth and doing what you know is best for your family. Now, this is a very unique situation, but I'm going to speak to it as the spirit is coming to me. And what needs to happen right now, your man is there, and he's doing an excellent role of where he is. But what I'm trying to figure out, my sister, where the hell are you in this relationship? Where are your thoughts? Where is your movement about where the family should move forward and what you guys should be doing? That's important. And men look for that in our women. but you're not saying what you think. So as a result, you only have half of what is your family's truth. What is your dynamic truth? What's missing is you listening so you can use that intuitive ability to bring yourself forth. I know your husband thinks he's Superman, and he is.
Yeah, he is.
I know he has a lot of these psychic things that he can do, but let me tell you, he ain't got shit on you. But you're not listening to you. And in order for you guys, and yes, tell him I heard him say, I agree. But in order for you guys to get out of this situation, it's not going to be Johnny saves. I don't want to say the second word, but he's not there to save you.
Right.
He's there to protect you, and he's there to help you, to guide you, and to take his family, but he cannot do it without you. Not because Miss Blue says so, not because Brother Bilal says so, because you two made that agreement. And you're not living up to your half of the agreement because you're not listening to yourself.
Hmm.
And then voicing that. That's the missing piece. You want to know how to tap into your bank of prosperity for your family, your commitment you two made together, then both of you have to be present. And it requires you to listen to yourself. You have a man who's open to hear you. You got to go within, listen, and when you feel that, that says, baby, I don't think that's going to be good for us to do right now. Here's what I'm getting. You got to be able to say that with love. But that requires you to listen to yourself, and that's something you've had a hard time doing over your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is the time now.
Right.
It's really the hour for you to start getting into your work together. Sit down tonight, you two, together, and I want you to begin to put your minds together. And I want both of you to listen to what yourself is saying and then begin to act on those things, and that's how you're going to move yourself forward.
Okay?
Beautiful job.
All right.
I do have one question. Since I have a newborn, I've been wanting to stay home with her, but the way the situation is going with us is feeling like I should go back to work.
And what did Miss Blue tell you? You gotta do to get y'all out of this. You gotta do what?
Listen to myself.
There you go, my sister. I know you're going to do this, and I want you
right.
to call me back and let me know what your answer is. You have got to learn how to listen to you. You have powerful energy there. Miss Blue would not lie to you. I'm in your energy right now, and you've got to learn how to listen to yourself. It doesn't mean that you don't listen to others and that we don't reach out and we don't help each other along the way. And by no means, I'm not turning down help. The help that I'm giving you here, you may not recognize how powerful it is, but you soon will within the next 5 days. Listen to yourself. Trust that. That was your message here.
Hmm.
Had your message been something else, I'd have answered this question for you. But your message was listen to you. This is what's missing in the family to get you guys back on track.
Mm.
Listen to yourself. You can never be wrong for that. Never. Okay? So do the work, you two, together. Write those things down, each of you listening to yourself, and I guarantee you, you will be able to come back on and give a powerful, transformation story between
right.
two loving people who pulled themselves where they needed to be.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lee.
Wow.
You're welcome. Wow. Peace and love. Make sure you email and let us know how it's going.
All right. We will do that. Thank you.
All right. All right. Beautiful.
Beautiful, Mary. Nice, Ms. Lee.
All right. Yeah, that was really powerful. We're going to keep going, you guys. We're live in the remix. We are live. We are live in the remake.
Oh,
and I don't even know where we left off, but I'm going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 708, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 708? Yes, greetings.
Yes, this is Ryan. I'm calling from Kankakee, Illinois.
Okay, greetings to you, Ryan. Ryan?
Yes, Ryan.
All right. Yes, Ryan, you wanted... Ryan, we're waiting on you.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get a reading.
Okay.
Just get a little bit more direction in my life this time.
Okay. Brother Bilal, you guys, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Always an honor and a pleasure. Don't forget to download, and see you guys on Sunday night. But I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Bilal, when you're ready. Brother Bilal? Oh, his call dropped. Brother Bilal's call dropped. And so let's see if we can try to get him back in here. We may not be able to because the phone lines are called. But I certainly can give you a reading. I'm going to see if we can get Brother Bilal back on the phone lines. If he calls me, then I may be able to get him on the phone line. So let's see. Let's see if he does. Let's see here. Give me 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right. Thank goodness for technology. All right.
Yeah.
I guess a couple of people called drops. Not sure. That just usually means that the show is about to end. But, Brother Bilal, did you get to hear the brother's question?
No. What's the question?
Okay, repeat the question.
I just wanted to get a little direction in my life. I'm at somewhat of a crossroads this time.
Okay.
I heard you when you first came on, and I pulled your energy. It came up you with the vanity thing, just like the last brother. You got to go. You got to go back to the mirror. You're looking to blame too many people for what you're putting out. You got to go in the bathroom and talk to yourself. You don't want to look in the mirror, and it's connected. It's connected to the stealing thing. If you heard me just talk about the stealing, Stop trying to steal the bases. You gotta go through the process. But it's the vanity. Because the same question: what is zero to you?
Zero.
Don't be smart. What is zero for real?
Nothingness.
Nothing, right?
Yes.
Now, if I put a one in front of zero, how could it be nothing? How could zero be nothing and keep increasing?
True.
So, however we see zero, this is what we're going to produce when we think we get to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero is just like a black hole. Everything come up out of it. You had a new starting point. You just got to stand in front of it. You're taking a lick too long. That's why you're looking to blame somebody. And stop looking. You know, put you in this position. I'm going to tell you, you know the main thing put you in this position?
What's that?
You see what I say, stealing? Looking for a steal of a deal. That's what put you in this position.
Right.
You've got your seal of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a sale, and you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have another angle for you to look at. Very powerful, Brother Bilal.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure, what was your name again, brother?
Ryan.
Ryan, and don't take it personal. Miss Blue don't remember nobody's name.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, don't take that personal. I'm not from this planet, any of these. But one of the things that came up, and I want you to be able to see how all of these are tied together, and it has to do with conclusions.
Hmm.
And for you, conclusions is a powerful thing. Because you form these conclusions about people all the time and things about people. I want you to begin to think about this. When you're reading a book, you read 2-3 chapters and you say, you know what, I don't need to read the rest. I already know the ending. I got it. And so right now where you are in your life, what's putting you at this crossroads is because you formed conclusions about things before getting all the facts and the details and knowing the whole story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I read a lot of books, and I go through information, and sometimes it seems like it goes right through me just as quick. I get it, then I forget it.
So here's the thing I want you to... Here's the thing I want you to know about where you are right now. You can't know the whole story if you haven't read to the end. You have to remain open. And I know that's tough for you, to be open. You understand?
Yes.
That's tough for you to be open, to see. You're a brother with a lot of pride and a lot of strength, you know? I could see the warrior in you, so I'm a little in your Akashic records here that know that in your past, that was one of the things that you kept. You're a man about what you know, and we all should be about what we know, but one of the other pieces that goes with what you know is that you have to be open. Otherwise, what happens is, and I've seen this so many times, I have met brothers who are 30, 40, 50 years old, but they're really 12. Because they stopped learning at 12 because they thought they knew everything. They wasn't open to nothing new. They've been tying their shoe this way since they've been 12. They get up in the morning this time since they've been 12, and they're not open to anything else new. You got to stop forming conclusions.
That's a powerful thing you just said, Ms. Booker. You say he's not open to nothing, which is how he sees zero.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is there anything in particular that you're saying that I'm closing myself off to?
You're closing yourself off to a whole lot of stuff, my brother, but this is what I want to tell you. Remain open, even when the ending is final. Even when you know the shit has turned out the way you see it, still stay open. Because this of you closing is you not being willing to forgive. You're not willing to forgive. And so being open, you gotta forgive. It forces you to.
I see exactly where you're coming from. So it goes back to my childhood when I hold on to things. And usually when I'm done with it, I turn my back on it, whether it's like a situation, a person, or even an idea.
That's right. So let me ask you a question, and this is a part, I hate to keep bringing up the Kim class, but I got to do it. What is forgiveness to you?
Forgiveness, I'll say, is just being able to get over if someone hurt you or and able to open yourself to receiving love and being able to give it back out regardless of and just regardless of how you feel about it or well, if you suppressed it or whatever.
And so who do you need to forgive?
Probably myself, first of all, but definitely family, and I think it starts with myself before anything. A lot of stuff I probably hold against people just coming.
look at the Kim business class members. They said, ooh, I remember this question. So forgiveness to you is being able to do what now?
Forgive myself.
No, no, no. What was the first thing you said? Forgiveness is what? What is forgiveness?
Just being able to let go.
I want you to just understand this, and I can't get into everything at this time, but I want you to hear why your definition of forgiveness is locking your ass up. Because you said forgiveness is to let go, and that's what you've done. You've let go of yourself. You said, I need to forgive myself first, and forgiveness to you is letting go. And by your own admission, you said, when I'm done with something or someone hurts me or something happens, I turn my back on them. And you have now turned your back on yourself. You formed a conclusion about you. And this is why you got to get in the bathroom and face the vanity.
Yes.
Okay.
Change that picture. Change that story. Be open to having a new conclusion about you. Because that's a beautiful story. And you don't have to let yourself go. You don't have to ever turn your back on yourself. Because the only reason so many people have turned their back on you is because they watch your ass do it to yourself time and time again. And so you taught them how you want to be treated.
Powerful.
Yeah, it makes
so
sense.
So stop turning your back on you. Stop letting you go, and others will stop letting you go. Face yourself in the mirror for 12 days. And for 3 minutes a day, I want you to look yourself in the eye and say, I love you. Do it for 12 days. And I guarantee you, you will have a transformation. And then I want you to call back in and tell us about it.
Okay.
That's powerful.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, guys. Miss Blue, Brother Bilal.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes.
Glad you got them.
Yes, peace and love to you, brother. Peace and love.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Y'all are so good.
Right.
Oh, they would. Powerful share here tonight. I don't even know how many more minutes we got left. I think I'm going to say it's about 2 more minutes, and we're probably out of here, you guys.
I had a great time, Ms. Boo. It's been good.
It's powerful. I want to just remind everybody, because I still see a gazillion of you guys on the phone line waiting to get your questions answered. I just don't want us to get caught up in the middle. Remember, Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Email Brother Bilal, and so you can find out about the soul alignment reading. It is so powerful, and you need to be a part of it. It is a tool that you can use now. Brother Bilal, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to get to know you, your work, and everything that you're doing. So just a great share on a very powerful evening here.